Camelot. Camelot. Camelot.
It's only a model.
Shh. Knights, I bid you welcome to your new home. Let us ride to Camelot.
We're knights of the round table. We dance whenever we're able. We'll routine to call the scene to put work in bed cable. We dine well here in Camelot. We eat ham and jam and spam a lot. We're knights of the round table. Our shows are more mid-table. The many times we give and rhyme that are quite unsingable. We're rock and mad in Camelot. We sing from the dire Camelot.
I have to push the pram a lot.
Well, on second thought, let's not go to Camelot.
Sorry.
It is a silly place.
What knight lives in that castle over there?
I'm 37.
What?
I'm 37. I'm not old.
Well, I can't just call you man.
You could say Dennis.
I didn't know you were called Dennis.
Well, you didn't bother to find out, did you?
I did say sorry about the old woman, but from behind you looked...
What I object to is you automatically treat me like an inferior.
Well, I am king.
Oh, king, eh? Very nice.
And how'd you get that, eh?
By exploiting the workers. By hanging on to outdated imperialist dogma which perpetuates the economic and social differences in our society. If there's ever going to be any progress...
Dennis, there's some lovely filth down here. Oh, how'd you do?
How do you do, good lady? I'm Arthur, King of the Britons. Whose castle is that?
King of the who?
The Britons.
Who are the Britons?
Well, we all are. We are all Britons. And I am your king.
I didn't know we had a king. I thought we were an autonomous collective.
You're fooling yourself. We're living in a dictatorship. A self-perpetuating autocracy in which the working classes...
Oh, there you go, bringing class into it again.
That's what it's all about. If only people would...
Please, please, good people. I am in haste. Who lives in that castle?
No one lives there.
Then who is your lord?
We don't have a lord.
What?
I told you, we're an anarcho-syndicalist commune. We take it in turns to act as a sort of executive officer for the week.
Yes.
But all the decisions of that officer have to be ratified at a special bi-weekly meeting.
Yes, I see.
By a simple majority in the case of purely internal affairs.
Be quiet.
But by a two-thirds majority in the case of more...
Be quiet. I order you to be quiet.
Order? Who does he think he is?
I'm your king.
Well, I didn't vote for you.
You don't vote for kings.
Well, how'd you become king, then?
The Lady of the Lake, her arm clad in the purest shimmering samite, held aloft Excalibur from the bosom of the water, signifying by divine providence that I, Arthur, was to carry Excalibur. That is why I'm your king.
Listen, strange women lying in ponds distributing swords is no basis for a system of government. Supreme executive power derives from a mandate from the masses, not from some farcical aquatic ceremony.
Be quiet!
Oh, but you can't expect to wield supreme executive power just because some watery tart threw a sword at you.
Shut up!
Oh, but if I went round saying I was an emperor, just because some moistened bint had lobbed a scimitar at me, they put me away.
Shut up! Will you shut up?
Ah, now we see the violence inherent in the system.
Shut up!
Oh. Come and see the violence inherent in the system! Help! Help! I'm being repressed!
Bloody peasant!
Oh, what a giveaway! Did you hear that? Did you hear that, eh? That's what I'm on about! Did you see him repressing me? You saw it, didn't you?
He, King Shaziz the Turbo! All rise for King Shaziz the Turbo and the Knights of the Round Table!
There are some flat earthers out there who still consider the existence of a supreme deity to be either necessary or self-evident or both. And with that, as previously announced, I will be turning the podium over to Mr. Wheaton, who will be presenting his case in favor of a supreme celestial dictator, otherwise known as God.
God's not dead.
out there who still consider the existence of a supreme deity to be either necessary or self-evident or both. And with that, as previously announced, I will be turning the podium over to Mr. Wheaton, who will be presenting his case in favor of a supreme celestial dictator, otherwise known as God. Mr. Wheaton, are you ready? Podium is yours.
Atheists say that no one can prove the existence of God, and they're right. But I say no one can disprove that God exists. But the only way to debate this issue is to look at the available evidence, and that's what we're going to do. We're going to put God on trial, with Professor Radisson as the prosecutor, me as the defense attorney, and you as the jury. Most cosmologists now agree that the universe began some 13.7 billion years ago in an event known as the Big Bang. So let's look at theoretical physicist and Nobel Prize winner Steven Weinberg's description of what the Big Bang would have looked like. And since he's an atheist, we can be sure there isn't any believer bias in his description. In the beginning, there was an explosion, and in 3 minutes, 98% of the matter there is or ever will be was produced. We had a universe. For 2,500 years, most scientists agreed with Aristotle on the idea of a steady-state universe, that the universe has always existed with no beginning and no end. But the Bible disagreed. In the 1920s, Belgian astronomer Georges Lemaître, a theist, who's actually also...
What's a theist?
A theist is someone who believes in the existence of God. He said that the entire universe, jumping into existence in a trillionth of a second, out of nothingness in an unimaginably intense flash of light, is how he would expect the universe to respond if God were to actually utter the command in Genesis 1:3, "Let there be light." In other words, the origin of the universe unfolded exactly how one would expect after reading Genesis, and for 2,500 years, the Bible had it right, and science had it wrong. All of which points to a God that created it. You see, in the real world, we never see things jumping into existence out of nothingness, but atheists want to make one small exception to this rule, namely the universe and everything in it.
But in his book, The God Delusion, Richard Dawkins says that if you tell me God created the universe, then I have the right to ask you who created God.
Dawkins' question only makes sense in terms of a God who has been created. It doesn't make sense in terms of an uncreated God, which is the kind of God that Christians believe in. And even leaving God out of the equation, I then have a right to turn Mr. Dawkins' own question back around on him and ask, if the universe created you, then who created the universe? You see, both the theist and the atheist are both burdened with answering the same question of how did things start. What I'm hoping you'll pick up from all this is that you don't have to commit intellectual suicide to believe in a creator behind the creation. And to the extent that you don't allow for God, you'd be pretty hard-pressed to find any credible alternative explanation for how things came to be.
Well, I imagine you're quite pleased with yourself. I see you've carefully avoided the fact that Stephen Hawking, the world's most famous scientist, and who is not a theist, has recently come out in favor of a self-designing universe.
I haven't avoided it. I just didn't...
You just didn't know about it. All right. Well, let's see what Professor Hawking, the Cajun professor of physics at Cambridge, who occupies a teaching chair once held by Sir Isaac Newton, has to say about the origin of the universe. And I quote, "Because there's a law such as gravity, the universe can and will create itself from nothing. Spontaneous creation is the reason there is something instead of nothing. It's why the universe exists, why we exist. It is not necessary to invoke God to set the universe in motion." End quote. So you may have never come across his comment, but this point remains. How do you answer?
I don't know.
You don't know. I prick the balloon of your entire argument with a single pin, and you don't know. Huh.
Well, I mean, I'd like to tell you I have the perfect answer, but it doesn't shake my underlying faith.
Okay. So the greatest scientific mind in all of history says that God is not necessary, but the first semester freshman says, "Oh, yes, he is." Wow, you know, it's going to be a really tough choice. Well, I look forward to next week's lecture. Class is dismissed.
In our last class, I was asked a question that I couldn't answer. As Professor Radisson pointed out, Stephen Hawking is an atheist. He also wrote a book called The Grand Design, in which he says the following.
Because there is a law such as gravity, the universe can and will create itself from nothing. And to be honest, I tend not to refute that. I mean, after all, Hawking is clearly a genius. But Professor John Lennox, who teaches mathematics and philosophy, has demonstrated that there are not one, even two, but three errors of logic contained in that one simple sentence, and it all boils down to circular reasoning. Hawking is basically saying that the universe exists because the universe needed to exist, and because the universe needed to exist, it therefore created itself. It's like this. If I say to you that I can prove that Spam is the best tasting food that's ever existed because in all of history, no food has ever tasted better, you'd probably look at me strange and say, I haven't proven anything, and you'd be right. All I've done is restate my original claim. But when Hawking claims that the universe created itself because it needed to create itself, and then offers that as an explanation as to how and why it was created, we don't immediately recognize that he's doing the same thing. But he is. Prompting Lennox to further comment, nonsense remains nonsense even when spoken by famous scientists, even though the general public assumes their statements of science.
This is the height of hubris. Are you telling me that you, a freshman, are saying that Stephen Hawking is wrong?
No. What I'm saying is that John Lennox, a professor of mathematics and philosophy, has found Professor Hawking's reasoning to be faulty, and I agree with his logic. But if you can't bear to disagree with Hawking's thinking, then I suggest that you turn to page 5 of his book, where he insists philosophy is dead. And if you're so sure of Professor Hawking's infallibility, and philosophy really is dead, then, well, there's really no need for this class. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, for the last 150 years, Darwinists have been saying that God is unnecessary to explain man's existence and that evolution replaces God. But evolution only tells you what happens once you have life. So where did that something that's alive come from? Well, Darwin never really addressed it. He assumed maybe some lightning hit a stagnant pool full of the right kind of chemicals. Bingo! A living something. But it's just not that simple. You see, Darwin claimed that the ancestry of all living things came from that one single simple organism, which reproduced and was slowly modified over time into the complex life forms we view today, which is why, after contemplating his own theory, Darwin uttered his famous statement, Natura non facit saltum, meaning, nature does not jump. Well, as noted, author Lee Strobel pointed out that if you can picture the entire 3.8 billion years that scientists have say life has been around as one 24-hour day, in the space of just about 90 seconds, most major animal groups suddenly appear in the forms of which they currently hold, not slowly and steadily, as Darwin predicted, but in evolutionary terms, almost instantly. So, nature does not jump becomes nature makes a giant leap. So had a theist explain this sudden outburst of new biological information? And God said, let the water teem with living creatures and let birds fly above the earth across the expanse of the sky. So God created the great creatures of the sea and every living and moving thing with which the water teems according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. Genesis 1:20. In other words, creation happened because God said it should happen. And even what looks to our eyes to be a blind, unguided process could really be divinely controlled from start to finish.
Evil. That's been said that evil is atheism's most potent weapon against the Christian faith, and it is. After all, the very existence of evil begs the question, if God is all good and God is all powerful, why does he allow evil to exist? The answer at its core is remarkably simple. Free will. God allows evil to exist because of free will. From the Christian standpoint, God tolerates evil in this world on a temporary basis so that one day those who choose to love him freely will dwell with him in heaven, free from the influence of evil, but with their free will intact. In other words, God's intention concerning evil is to one day destroy it.
Well, how convenient. One day,
I will get rid of all the evil in the world. But until then, you just have to deal with all the wars and Holocaust, tsunamis, poverty, starvation, and AIDS. Have a nice life. Next, you'll be lecturing us on moral absolutes.
But why not? Professor Radisson, who's clearly an atheist, doesn't believe in moral absolutes, but his course syllabus says he plans to give us an exam during finals weeks. Now, I'm betting that if I manage to get an A in the exam by cheating, he'll suddenly start sounding like a Christian, insisting it's wrong to cheat, that I should have known that. And yet, what basis does he have? If my actions are calculated to help me succeed, then why shouldn't I perform them? For Christians, the fixed point of morality, what constitutes right and wrong, is a straight line that leads directly back to God.
Oh, so you're saying that we need a God to be moral, that a moral atheist is an impossibility.
No, but with no God, there's no real reason to be moral. I mean, there's not even a standard of what moral behavior is. For Christians, lying, cheating, stealing, in my example, stealing a grade I didn't earn, are forbidden. It's a form of theft. But if God does not exist, as Dostoevsky famously pointed out, if God does not exist, then everything is permissible.
And not only permissible,
but pointless. If Professor Radisson is right, then all of this, all of our struggle, our debate, whatever we decide here is meaningless. I mean, our lives and ultimately our deaths are no more consequence than that of a goldfish.
This is ridiculous. So after all your talk, you're saying that it all comes down to a choice. Believe or don't believe.
That's right. That's all there is. That's all there's ever been. The only difference between your position and my position is that you take away their choice. You demand that they choose the box marked, I don't believe.
Yes, because I want to free them. Because religion is like it's like a mind virus that parents have passed on down to their children. And Christianity is the worst virus of all. It slowly creeps into our lives when we're weak or sick or helpless.
So religion is like a disease?
Yes. Yes, it infects everything. It's the enemy of reason.
Reason? Professor, you left reason a long time ago. What you're teaching here isn't philosophy. It's not even atheism anymore. What you're teaching is anti-theism. It's not enough that you don't believe. You need all of us to not believe with you.
Why don't you admit the truth? You just want to ensnare them in your primitive superstition.
What I want is for them to make their own choice. That's what God wants.
You have no idea how much I'm going to enjoy failing you.
Yeah, but who are you really looking to fail, Professor? Me? Or God? Do you hate God?
It's not even a question.
Okay. Why do you hate God?
This is ridiculous.
Why do you hate God? Answer the question. You've seen the science and the arguments. Science supports his existence. You know the truth. So why do you hate him? Why? It's a very simple question, Professor. Why do you hate God?
Because he took everything away from me. Yes, I hate God. All I have for him is hate.
How can you hate someone if they don't exist?
You've proven nothing.
Maybe not. They get to choose. God dead. God is not dead. God's not dead.
God's not dead.
God's not dead.
God's not dead.
God's not dead.
God's not dead.
God's not dead.
God's not dead.
God's not dead.
God's not dead.
nothing happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. There's battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speaking their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Every time we stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street singing songs and carrying signs. Mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Strikes deep into your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going. We better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going. We better stop.
Hello everybody, it's old King Shaziz the Terrible here. I played a little bit of stuff right there, and I already got my first boo, that's okay. I'm getting ready to play a few YouTube videos direct across, so I can't totally vouch for the sound quality, and I'm playing this by ear and juggling it by hand over here, so I hope you stay tuned, stay patient, and after these few video clips right here, I'm going to invite people to call in and give their opinions and views and so on and so forth. I just ask that whoever does call in, you know, I know all these are controversial subjects, and I would ask that anybody who does call in be very mindful of their language and peaceful and that kind of stuff. So with that said, this first clip right here is a man on the YouTube, Gaber Zolna, and let's listen to what he has to say, and I'll try to keep the volumes where they need to be so you can hear clearly. So stay tuned and be patient. Peace and love, everybody.
Hello again, my name's Gabe Zolna. You know, I posted NBI 5041, breaking news, the Saudi-Obama connection, back to 1979. Now, that's been on the web for less than a day, less than 24 hours, and it's only had 274 views. That video should have gone viral. Where's the chosen one today? Today is the 25th of January 2015. The chosen one took Michael and they flew to India. Why India? Well, India is celebrating its Freedom Day. Yeah, so the chosen one had no problem flying to India for a celebration. He's going to talk about climate change. What else is new? And he's going to talk about terrorism, not Islamic terrorism, just terrorism. So what do we learn from this? Well, we learn that he's not averse to flying, like when he flew to South Africa for Mandela's funeral on about 2 hours' notice. The Secret Service was able to get their act together for that event. But they couldn't get their act together in time for Obama to attend the march that took place in Paris, France, for the slaughter of all those innocent people by whom? By Islamic extremist terrorists. There's video proof that the two brothers were taking revenge for Allah based on the publications that came out of that newspaper. Now, if you do a little bit of research, the Quran prohibits a Muslim from speaking out against another Muslim. Might that be the reason that the chosen one with the floppy ears chose not to go and participate? You have to be living in a cave not to understand that that's the exact reason that the chosen one didn't go to participate. Yet again, he has no difficulty getting on a jet, Air Force One, and flying halfway around the world to participate in a celebration in India. He also had no intentions of going to participate in any kind of ceremony for King Abdullah, who passed away. He was sending Joe Biden. That all changed because he chose to go to India. Do you not see what is so obvious? Why would Barack Hussein Obama spend $3 to $5 million to bury his past with Elena Kagan in the law firm that the less than honorable Attorney General Eric H. Holder was a partner in? You know what a symbiotic relationship is? A symbiotic relationship is when both parties benefit from each other. Why do you think the Attorney General was selected to be Attorney General? The same reason that Elena Kagan was selected to be on the Supreme Court. It's called payback. Yeah, the law firm that Eric H. Holder was a partner in was very successful burying Obama's entire past. But there's certain events that they couldn't bury, like the $20 million donation of King Abdullah to Harvard, which coincided when the chosen one supposedly went to Harvard. He became president of the law firm, yet he never wrote a paper. That's never happened before at Harvard. You also have to take a look at the character of the man. Well, what character? Mia Pope, who supposedly was a close friend of Obama when he was in Hawaii, said he was a homosexual. He would do whatever they do to each other, to men, in exchange for whatever drugs they had at the time. This is the President of the United States. You know, I posted a couple of other videos and I talked about the necessity to have all members of Congress drug tested, including the Vice President and the President. Don't you think that needs to happen based on the kinds of decisions these people make that affect all of our lives? But you know why that'll probably never happen? Because they're the elitists. And who are we to question their integrity? We're just the common folks. They've risen to prominent positions. We have no right to question them, their ethics. Well, actually we do, based on their non-performance. You know, there's a video of Senator Rand Paul where he holds up a book, and I've made mention of this a number of times in my videos, and he says, I was given this book, it has 650 pages. I was told we'd have to vote on it within 2 hours. He says, we don't read our bills. Now, doesn't that sort of cause you a little bit of discomfort, knowing that they don't read their bills? Well, if they don't read their bills, I have another question. What do, these members of Congress? There are a number of members of Congress that I think are morons. They're illiterate. They can't put a sane thought together. I don't want to mention names. There's no reason to. Members of Congress need to be tested for their mental competence. Certain members of Congress have had their cheese slip off their cracker. I think Senator John McCain's one of them. I think Nancy Pelosi's another one. I think Dianne Feinstein, for her actions in releasing all that CIA information, is another one. I'm convinced that if they were all evaluated for their mental abilities, you wouldn't have 535 members. Now, if you were to drug test them, you'd have even less. I'm not saying that they're running around doing heroin. Some might be. I'm saying a number of them are abusing drugs that are prescribed by doctors. It is completely insane to think otherwise. We've had a couple of members of Congress admit to cocaine use. I think there was one in Florida recently. It's completely crazy. These people have immense power, and they demand certain groups, like airline pilots, police, military personnel, captains of ships, are subjected to drug tests, yet they're not. Do you not see there's something really wrong with that picture? Do you know what would happen if Obama were drug tested? And he's the President of the United States. Never in our history has anyone with so much controversy swirling all around them been put in a position of power as has the chosen one. Again, I take a great deal of pride in doing what I do by posting the kind of videos that I post. I don't do it for self-gratification. I do it to try to wake people up to the realities. Once again, MBI 5041 should have gone viral. It hasn't, and it won't, which is really sad. But for those viewers that I have that are awake, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for believing in what I say. I don't expect my viewers to believe in everything that I say, although I wish that they would. But there's many that believe in a lot of what I have to say. You've heard me say this countless times. I don't make the news. What I do is I sit back and I observe. And having sat back and observed for about 2.5 years, 24 hours a day pretty much, well, 18 hours a day, I've developed a unique flair for being able to see the pieces of the puzzle and being able to put those pieces together like I did on Benghazi. I made a video over 2 years ago, and that hasn't gotten viral. MOB01868. It's had about 3,500 views, 3,600 views, and I've mentioned it a number of times in most recent videos. It still hasn't gone viral. When a video goes viral, which none of mine ever have, one of my videos has close to 70,000 views. That's one video out of 7,140 some odd videos. Once again, I don't make any money doing this. I don't derive any personal pleasure in doing this. It takes its toll. Sitting in front of this camera, putting my heart and soul into many of these videos, and then seeing that so few of them are viewed more than 100, 150 times. Well, I've got close to 3,000 subscribers. You'd think that at a minimum, a video would be viewed 3,000 times. At the same time, I understand that when I make as many videos as I do, it's difficult for people at work to be able to view them all on a daily basis. But there are some, like MBI 5041 or MBI 01868, that are definitely worthy of your time. Anyway, like I said, Barack Hussein Obama, I believe, is the Manchurian candidate created by King Abdullah of Saudi Arabia. Everything goes back to Saudi Arabia. Everything that's bad for America goes back to Saudi Arabia. And we have fed them to the petrodollars. Wake up, America. Barack Hussein Obama is on a mission to destroy our country. I cannot see him leaving at the end of his term. He hasn't completed his mission. That's what I think. So what do you think?
All right, everybody, that was Gabe over there off of YouTube. This next video that I'm fixing to play here is a man goes by Make Electric, the Jericho Report.
What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to another edition of the Jericho Report. Weekly news briefing is Saturday, the 24th of January, 2015. As always, the first link below will take you over to the blog spot. That's where you can find all this madness I'm going to give you. And I hope you're ready, because I got plenty for you. Let's start off with a fire. Luxury New Jersey apartment complex destroyed in massive fire. Why is that my top story? Because pull it up and check out the video. Big, big fire. Got another fire. Tech tycoon Don Pyle and family members unaccounted for after mass fire. Says he was actually involved with monitoring the government. So I wonder if he was taken out. Their mansion apparently went up in flames. Never know. Meanwhile, shots fired outside of Joe Biden's house in Delaware. How did Uncle Benny say it? Lethal weapon for him? Too bad they missed. I'll put a link to that. Let the computer catch up here. We got breaking Obama. Obama busted in what may be the crime of the century. Impeach him now, January 16, 2015, from Conservative Tribune. I have not looked into that. Good luck with the impeachment. From Newsweek, we got why is Saudi Arabia king, Saudi Arabia burying King Abdullah in unmarked grave? As a lot of you know, King Abdullah died. Doesn't really mean much to me. That reminds me of Police Academy 4, though. Fools think they could kill the brother of Abdullah. From Fox News, we got Gitmo commander relieved of duty amid probe into man's death, officials say. Another high-ranking military officer out. What does it mean? I don't know. Sick airline passenger, some Ebola news. Ebola in America. Sick airline passenger flying from Sierra Leone, taken to hospital. I believe this happened in Newark. This is News 4 out in New York. Put a link to that, be advised. Measles outbreak going on at Disney World, Disneyland. I don't know, I think somewhere out in California. Check this out. Look how they slant this. Measles outbreak casts spotlight on anti-vaccine movement. Of course. Right on, I'll put a link to that in local media. Lizard Squad, DDoS for hire services hacked, so the hackers got hacked. Users' details revealed. This came out 19 January 2015 from We Live Securely. Put a link to that, never heard of it. One more in the general bin. Speaking of hacking, internet attack could shut down U.S. gas stations. January 22nd. Over to financial news, how the Dow Jones did on the week looks like on Friday it fell 141 points to close at 17,672, still 17 and a half. You know, whatever, doesn't really mean much to me. I'll put a link to the numbers if you want to know. Paul Craig Roberts, says the whole world is staring down the barrel of a gun as global collapse looms. This January 23rd, I don't know who he is or know this website, I'll put a link to it. From the Daily Mail, Wall Street banks slash 50,000 jobs and reduce bonuses and expenses as profits continue to dry up. Uh-oh, not a good time for the banks. I have a hard time believing they're going to get rid of the bonuses. eBay to cut 2,400 jobs, says Hawaii News Now via CNN. I'll put a link to this. Be advised, eBay's having problems. Not problems in Senator Dianne Feinstein's home, though. Her husband stands to profit big from government deal. This from Page 6 on January 16. Put a link to that. Look at this. This is one of the big problems with America. This will definitely piss you off. Obese mom and daughter are happy living on government benefits. Says they would rather be fat on benefits than thin and working. I'll put a link to it. ABC News has government healthcare website quietly sharing your personal data. Mm-hmm. January 20, put a link to that. Speaking of healthcare, Medicare chief steps down. She ran the healthcare rollout. More people disappearing? I don't know. George Soros, this is no shocker here. George Soros funds Ferguson protest, hopes to spur civil action. January 14 from the Washington Times. One more, speaking of him, not financial related, but just FYI from Raw Story. Darren Wilson will not face federal charges for killing Michael Brown. Over to New World Order Police State News, and off the top, a couple of stories that really pissed me off this week. Imagine going through a drive-thru, getting a burger, going down the road, eating your burger, you're going about your day, and getting pulled over and getting a ticket for eating while driving. That's what happened to a man down in Cobb County, Georgia. Apparently an officer saw him coming out of a drive-thru, followed him down the road, decided he was creating, even though he wasn't swerving or speeding or anything, he was creating a hazard because he was eating his burger while driving. That's what's coming to America. Another one, stop and seize. Aggressive police take hundreds of millions of dollars from motorists not charged with crimes. CNN actually did a piece, this is from the Washington Post, but I saw it on CNN, about how police officers across this nation are seizing cash and property from people who they think might be involved in some sort of illegal activity, haven't done anything wrong, not suspected of any crime, but they're taking your stuff. Highway robbery is what it is. Take a look at the article. They actually tell one guy that if he wants to contest it, they'll take his car, too. We got other news going on. New Jersey cops shoot 9 times, kill black man who has his hands up. I was reluctant to put this in the police state bin because this guy's a known scumbag. He's actually fired on police before, but still his hands were up. I mean, did he deserve to die? I'll put a link to the article. You decide. San Francisco PD officer probed for wheelchair tipping altercation. Officer says man ran over his foot. That's why he pushed him into the street. I don't know. There's a YouTube video up there. You can check it out and decide for yourself. I think even if you ran over someone's foot, the fact that the man can't walk and you pushed him over, I don't know, very disturbing. We Are Change has report says EPA tested deadly air pollutants on children. January 27, 2015, the government would never do that. They actually did in St. Louis back during the Cold War times. They were shooting poison off of high-rise buildings. Yeah, Google that. It's mainstream news. The Washington Post says requiring kindergartners to read as Common Core does may harm some. May harm some. But a link to it, this is outrageous. DCF and hospital receiving threats over forced chemotherapy in Hartford, Connecticut. A 17-year-old girl is being forced to go through chemotherapy against her will. Please tell me what you think about that, America. Take a look at the video. Very distressing. We got dad faces jail for giving daughter cannabis oil, which relieved her symptoms. Dying daughter, I should add. Cannabis oil, which relieved her symptoms. Had a story like this last week as well. What do you think about that? We Are Change. Another one from the agency will confiscate infant if entire family doesn't get flu shots. You heard that right. They got a report on it. And from Zero Hedge, if you question authority, you are mentally ill, report finds. Well, of course. Of course. How could you question authority? That's just craziness. Let me catch my breath. Over to World War III. It was the West and Ukraine preparing for war with Russia. That from We Are Change. I got another one here on that. Russian general warns of World War III. More World War III banter going on, as it has for many years now, but with the, what we're doing to oil and Russia's economy, it's kind of ramping up. U.S. troops to, now check this out, U.S. troops to deploy to Middle East to train Syrian rebels. Okay, that from Stars and Stripes. But check this next one out from We Are Change. 3,000, now pay attention, 3,000 moderate rebels defect to ISIS. U.S. is preparing 5,000 more. So as the United States is training these rebels there defecting to ISIS, in essence, the United States is training and arming the ISIS, our supposed enemy. Fox News has this expert say ISIS random clip faked. This is mainstream news, faked as deadline for Japanese hostage passes. A faked ISIS clip. No way. Mainstream news, you don't say. Breitbart has this German member, German embedded reporter says ISIS plans on killing hundreds of millions in religious cleansing. I don't worry about ISIS, I worry about my own government and the Mossad and the CIA and all of that. That's what I'm concerned with. ISIS, no matter to me. Here's one that pisses me off. Muslim immigrants smash and urinate on Virgin Mary statue in Italy. I'm not a religious person, but that pisses me off. Meanwhile, in France, you got French revenge attacks on mosque with pig heads and firebombs. I don't feel so bad about that, even though I know it's not right. I'm just telling you how I feel. You want me to lie to you? Stars and Stripes has Yemen rebels seize presidential sites but deny coup. A lot of stuff going on in Yemen. I think the U.S. is pulling people out of the embassy and all that. Meanwhile, Yemeni terror suspects held at Gitmo released to live in nearby Oman. Now I'm all for shutting down Gitmo, but while we're having these problems with Yemen, we're releasing Yemeni terror suspects at the same time. Very suspect, just my opinion. We Are Change. CIA on trial in Virginia for planting nuke evidence in Iran. Go figure that, January 20. Good report. And while all of this doom and gloom goes on, Doomsday Clock moved forward 2 minutes, now sits 3 minutes from midnight. Over to Earth Changes in 2012 news. Not too many quakes in the past week. We got a 6.8 out of somewhere. I don't know where. I don't even know how to say that. 4.4 out of California, 6.6 out of Panama. That was back on the 7th, though. I'll put this link in USGS. Big quakes on the left, small quakes on the right. A lot of small quakes going on, as always. Great resource to check for quake information. We got mysterious boom precedes Obama in Cedar Falls, Iowa. A lot of stories coming out the past couple weeks about mysterious booms. This is actually from January 15th. I thought that was interesting that it preceded his visit to Iowa. What do you think about that? Pipeline breach, no good. Pipeline breach spills oil into Yellowstone River, approximately 50,000 gallons of it. This on the 18th of January, HuffPost. We got another one of these, if the computer will catch up here. Nearly 3 million gallons of drilling waste spill from North Dakota pipeline this January 22nd. Human beings are doing their best to mess up the earth. What else we got? We got mysterious goo blamed in San Francisco Bay Area for bird deaths. More bird deaths going on, blamed on mysterious goo. Not sure what's up with that. Meanwhile, speaking of goo, we got sea sparkle, eerie blue glow off Hong Kong, blamed on, I can't scroll down, toxins. So eerie blue toxic water pollution, yuck. Put a link to it. Check out the picture, though. Very pretty. Irony, 1,700 private jets descend on economic forum to discuss climate change. Think about that for a minute from We Are Change. Meanwhile, be advised, asteroid 1,800 feet across to whip past Earth on Monday. This from Hawaii News Now. Put a link to that. Sorry if I'm a little slow with some of these. I'm letting the computer load the links as I go. And Planet X is back in the news. Mysterious Planet X may really lurk undiscovered in our solar system. January 16, 2015 from space.com. Oh, Anunnaki, are you ever coming for the gold? You're not taking the women. China's crazy plan to mine the moon. That's the last one I had in the Earth Changes in 2012. Ben has a video on that. Over to strange and bizarre news. Got a lot of strange news this week. Man arrested after tackling shopper carrying firearm legally. So someone saw someone carrying a weapon in the store, decided to tackle that person. Turns out he was illegally carrying their gun. Now that guy's in trouble. It's just strange how some of this works out. Man kicks indoor with machete only to find a resident who responds with a gun. Right on. Guns for the win this week once again. Bonnie and Clyde teens caught in Florida. I think he was 17, she was 13. They went on a crime spree. Well, they've been caught. Put a link to that. They got surveillance video. Wife stunned. Wife stunned after her husband bulldozes their home while she's away. You ever see the movie War of the Roses? North Miami Beach man cooked alive while using sauna. That sucks. They got a video on that, local media out of Miami. Meanwhile, teen poses as a doctor for a month. Again, what movie was it? Leo DiCaprio, I think. Catch Me If You Can. Good stuff. Definitely check out that movie, too. Put a link to the story. Drone loaded with meth crashes near U.S.-Mexico border crossing. Uh-oh. SpaghettiOs. Put a link to that from Star of the Stripes. CNN has driver pinned between two semi-trucks tells terrifying, you have got to pull it up and check this out. This guy got smashed between semi-trucks and lives to tell about it. He's the luckiest guy. He needs to go buy a Powerball ticket, I'm telling you. We Are Change has student trapped in bizarre deja vu time loop for 8 years. Not sure what's up with that, just thought it sounded strange. And one more, we have another beheading. Man beheaded in busy shopping mall in China. For all other news, please check my favorite videos. I have favorited quite a few videos over the past week. Thank you to everybody who puts out content. Please pull it up, scan over the title, see if there's anything over there you don't know about. Got a few shout-outs this week. Shout-out to Washington State Rep says we will not comply with new gun control. Right on, Breitbart. Shout-out to the Second Amendment again this week. I'll put a link to that. Shout-out to the X-Files. Check this out. The truth is out there. Fox wants to reboot the X-Files TV show with original stars. I think that's a great idea because a lot of truth is told to us through that TV show. Just my opinion. And shout out to Gray State. You know, no sooner did I post my last video, you guys were sending me links about the rough cut that was released. Deceased filmmaker's documentary finally released, Gray State, The Rise. I did see part of it. Be advised, if you're uploading that, it is being pulled down off of YouTube through DMCA, so, you know, be aware. I didn't think that was the movie that they were making, though, because if you watch the trailer, it seems like more of a Hollywood production. This was more of like an interview thing, so I don't know if that was quite the movie that they were going to come out with or what, but it has been released. I'll put this link from the activist post. They got the video embedded, or maybe, no, it's been DMC. I'll put a link to the article anyway. You can Google the title of the movie to find it. It's out there, and you can download it in several places. Just Google it. You will find it. That's all I got for this week, guys. Another week of madness indeed. If you like the report, please give me a thumbs up or a thumbs down. You can suck. It's the worst of YouTube. You never want to see it again. Please rate, though. It helps me move around. I do appreciate it. You can also follow me on Google+, Facebook, and Twitter for live show alerts, breaking news alerts, new upload alerts. Always over there as soon as they're up. Madness all around. Longer report this week. I try to make them 10 minutes or under, but sometimes I just got to talk a little longer because there's so much going on. That's pretty much all I got. Until the next one, you guys take care. Stay safe. Have a good weekend. Have a good week. I will see you on the next one.
Okay, everyone, that was Maykay Electric. I got a couple more short videos to play right here. And then I'm going to go to a music break and refresh my coffee and then come back and start taking calls. So with that said, this one here is from Bertha Report over there off of YouTube. Uh-oh.
The only people who don't want to disclose the truth are people with something to hide.
I've got to get a quick Zulu update. I promised to my audience at the top of both hours to talk to Mike Zulu today. He wanted you, the audience, to know. First of all, he said, I want to apologize to the audience for kind of going to the dark, you know, in the dark here and not bringing forth a bunch of information updates. But he's been working on these legal hurdles. There was one more to cross. It's almost done. He and Arpaio are still going forward with the investigation, still going forward with their plans to bring all the information forward. You'll hear it on PNN Network. You'll hear it on Freedom Friday. And he said that he's at a state right now in it that he needs to go dark. He cannot be coming on radio or anywhere and giving all, you know, updates because it's at a very crucial point in the investigation, and that's where it is. So you'll need to stay tuned to Freedom Friday and the PNN Network.
The only people who don't want to disclose the truth are people with something to hide.
That was referring to Sheriff Joe Arpaio's Obama identity document fraud investigation, and they said that that's at a crucial point. So with that said, stay tuned for more information on that. Okay, this next one right here is a video off of YouTube, also on the P.P. Simmons site.
Tell us about this NASA picture that's on the website from NASA.
I'm looking at this, Carl. I'm in total amazement over this. This really is a very interesting picture posted on the NASA's own website. The internet is all abuzz today, Carl, over an image posted to NASA's website, which appears to show a person working on the Curiosity rover, which NASA supposedly sent to the Red Planet What's more curious about this, Carl, is that there aren't supposed to be any people up there. Some theorists are speculating that this is proof of an off-world base for the Pentagon's non-terrestrial officers. Others believe this is proof for the existence of extraterrestrials. I'm looking at the picture here now, Carl, and if the picture of the rover with a light coming down from above, possibly from the sun, it's a shadow picture. Right. But the shadow is a picture of the rover with a human being bent over it.
I see it. I'm looking at it too, and it's unmistakable. I mean, it's a human being, a shadow of a human being bent over. It looks like he's attaching something or working on it or something.
Yeah, and what's really curious about this picture is bent over. Some people, he's got a device on his back. Some people are saying that's an oxygen tank, but it looks more to me like it could be something as simple as a backpack.
Yes.
And the reason I say that is because the very clear outline of the person's hair. He's got no helmet on.
Right.
And it looks like you might be having a bad hair day. On the PNN blog, by the way, we have pictures, and we posted a close-up picture of it.
Yeah.
And it is clearly a head of hair.
It's unbelievable. Mike, let me tell people how to get there. Listen, go to it. If you're not familiar with the PNN network, the P.P. Simmons News and Ministry Network, it's huge, and it encompasses so many avenues of communication. But go to www.ppsimmons.com, okay? And you'll find the very first big link under where it lists all of the different properties. You'll see the P.P. Simmons syndicated blog. Click that link, and it's the third article down, okay? The third article down. And it's at www.ppsimmons.com. Or, if you can remember, ppsimmons.blogspot.com, and it'll take you right to the syndicated blog. It's the third article down. You can see the pictures yourself. It's pretty amazing to me. I can't believe that NASA didn't catch that.
Yeah, it is possible, I guess, that this could be just a peculiar image anomaly,
yeah.
You know, like,
yeah.
But it looks to be so obviously a human being with no helmet on, having perhaps a bad hair day, and a backpack on, fixing the Mars rover.
I know, and you know, the thing, Mike, I'm looking at the picture you have posted of the Mars rover on Mars, supposedly. And you can see the attachments that also appear in this NASA picture with the shadows. And there's nothing anywhere around or attached to the rover, Curiosity rover, that would even begin to look like that if the shadow cast on it. But you look at it, and it's obviously, I mean, you know, unless your mind's playing a trick, it's a human being.
Yeah, you know, there's also something else important to consider here, though, Carl. Would it be so strange, really, to conclude that a government with a fraudulent usurper at the helm would commit a fraud like this? I mean, that is to say, pretending to put eyes on Mars in the form of a device like Curiosity, and if they really are budgeting billions of dollars for a project like Curiosity, which never left Earth, and in reality only cost a fraction of that, where's the rest of the money going? You know, like we know, for example, Carl, that Obama launched a Muslim outreach program from NASA back in 2010.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, real clear politics reported on this. You know, they're saying that they're naming names. He named Charles Bolden. He said Charles Bolden has to be his highest priority at NASA to find a way to reach out to the Muslim world to engage much more dominantly Muslim nations to help them feel good about their historic contribution to science, math, and engineering.
Right.
That became the goal of NASA under Obama's edict.
Yep.
And then real clear politics ends with, it sticks with so much that we already know about the president.
Yeah.
Isn't that so true?
Well, that's something to think about. You're right. It is so true. That's something to think about.
Alrighty then, that was off the P.P. Simmons site, and this last video that I'm going to play right here is off of Pastor Paul Begley's site.
Okay. Standing out here on 5th Avenue. Of course, right behind me is the 666 building in 5th Avenue, New York City. People are coming and going. There's things taking place all over the city. And I'm thinking about kingdoms. You know, when you look at the 666 building, you realize, you know, the Bible talks a lot about kingdoms. There's financial kingdoms. There's governmental kingdoms. There's also spiritual kingdoms. And Jesus refers to that when he says that in the last days there'll be wars and rumors of wars, and nations would rise against nations and kingdoms against kingdoms. And we're seeing that right now in these last days. We are seeing the formation, the gathering, if you will, the gathering of spiritual kingdoms. And so, in the last 24 hours, Yemen has lost its president, its entire cabinet, its government was overthrown, and King Abdul of Saudi Arabia has just died, and ISIS is still rising in Iraq and Syria, and there is Boko Haram with the persecution, the murdering of Christians in Nigeria. And in Israel, will Benjamin Netanyahu survive this re-election? Kingdoms are rising, including the New World Order, the beast. So we're living in the last days. Are you saved? Give your life to Jesus Christ. Time is running out.
All right, there you go. Now that I've unlocked opened a huge can of worms, I'm going to play a couple tunes and take a quick coffee break and come back and start taking calls in from whoever wants to call in. So stay tuned, everybody. Peace and love. While you absorb what you just heard right there, then listen to these next tunes right here, and then we will be back shortly. You're listening to the Knights of the Round Table. Peace and love, everybody. Stay tuned.
Something happening here. The what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. There's battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Every time we stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street singing songs and a carrying signs. Mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Strikes deep into your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going. We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going. We better stop now, what's that sound? Everybody look.
It's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. Got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those women old boys raised on shotguns. From the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway nights, and I'd send him some homemade wine.
But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost his life. I'd love to spit some beach nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, cause a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. North California and South Alabama and little towns all around this land. And we can skin a buck and run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Hello everybody, you're listening to the Knights of the Round Table. I played quite a bit of a mix of different individuals out there off of YouTube, and a lot of controversial subjects all in that that deal there. And you know, if you look out into this world and you see and hear all the things that's going on in here, and you think about the state of people's minds out there in the world, that there's a huge struggle going on for your mind, your soul, your body, your freedom, and so on and so forth. You know, if you try to give a cat a bath, that cat's probably going to tear you up. It's going to scratch and claw and bite and wiggle and try to get up out of that bathtub and not allow you to give that cat a bath. I liken that to the so-called New World Order or the Illuminati or all the secret societies of the world that essentially the alternative media is literally giving them a bath. You know, we're pointing out this and we're pointing out that, and we're trying to do whatever we can. And if you've paid attention out there, either on YouTube or Facebook or Awake Radio, Scottish Sovereigns on the Land, No Borders, TCT Radio, so many different networks, there's just too many to name right now. There's a whole lot of individuals out there who are, in my view, literally trying to give the elite of the world a bath, you know, to show the world, to point out what's going on in this world, to try to make this world a better place. You know, you could hear the frustrations of Gabe in there. He's talking about how many videos he's got. He's talking about how few views he's had on there, how many subscribers he had, and he didn't understand why it was that nobody was hearing him. Well, Gabe, if you're listening in today, I think you'd be an awesome show host. But also as well, I think that, you know, you need to know that you are being heard. You're being heard through Shaziz Radio Network and a few other networks out there as well. And there are people out there in this world of like mine who want to see some sort of positive, real change in the world, not what we've been told, you know, the whole hope and change thing that just totally went by the wayside. Anyway, you also was to hear from Maykay Electric there, and he was doing the Jericho Report, where he pretty much points out there's like tons and tons of news articles of just totally crazy and bizarre things going on around the world, and it's just overwhelming. The amount of information that we are subject to in our lives, if we're, you know, looking into the Matrix, which is the internet there, and we're being absorbing in all this information in all different directions, whether it be spiritually or politically or any other subject under the sun. So our backs are definitely against the wall. We have our work cut out for us if we're to make this world a better place. It's going to take a whole lot more of us in order to try to wash the cat, so to speak. You know, that cat's out there fighting for its life, so you know you're not putting that cat in the bath. And yeah, you can try, but you're going to take a few scratches and bites and wounds before you get that accomplished. So, you know, with that said, the world that we live in today, you know, if we're to make it a better place, we're probably going to get wounded in the process of trying to do so, because the cat doesn't want a bath. The system doesn't want to be outed. The system wants the more power, and the system will continually do whatever it takes to either stir the pot of racism or hate or discontent. You know, Christians against Muslims, Jews against whatever, you know, and so on and so forth. Now, I come from a Christian faith background, and that works for me. It's where my comfort zone is, because I believe in my God, and I believe as Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior, and that's my own personal journey. I don't expect anybody to follow or believe, nor will I get in an argument with them over who's right and who's wrong. All I can do in my life is lead my life and live by example. Am I perfect? No, I falter. I do things that I shouldn't do, or talk in ways that I should not talk, you know. And so with that said, please don't judge me by the label I choose for myself as a Christian, because my view of Christianity, the true form of Christianity, has nothing to do with what mainstream media portrays it as, or even atheism or Catholicism or anything like that, because my view stems from the words that were spoken in a man in a book that I feel like would be good words to live by. And so with that said, I'm not here to force my religious beliefs on anybody. I'm not here to make myself out to sound any better than anybody, because I'm not. I'm just a servant to all of humanity, just like each and every one of you would choose to do so if you wanted to make this world a better place. You'd be a servant to your brothers and sisters around the world. And if indeed there is a true God, then whenever we all die, we will all be able to find the truth, and we'll know. But in the meantime, living in the here and now, we have shows like the Knights of the Round Table and other wonderful shows that are played on all these different networks together, that we come together and we try to find common ground to where we can respectfully agree to disagree or point out things that need to be pointed out and seek solutions to problems that exist in the world today. And so if you were listening in on the show and you heard all those different contents of different things that people were talking about, you could hear frustration, you could hear worry, you could hear everything that, you know, these were individuals out there that they had something to say to the world. They wanted to, for whatever reason, whatever agenda, wanted to put, you know, some bit of information out there to try to get something accomplished. Anyway, I'm going to post a link to all the videos that I played on there. You know, if you're into trying to sort it all out, then you could actually go back and listen to or subscribe to any one of these individuals or not. It's your choice. It's just I wanted to play all this stuff to lay down the groundwork for what it is that I wanted to talk about. Also, one of the videos that I played on there, and I once again apologize for the sound quality, because I had to play it direct from one computer to the next online, because I didn't have time to try to download all the MP3s. The podcast will be up, and so I will you know, do that as soon as possible. But in one of the videos, that you actually heard something about the Mars rover, and that NASA either intentionally or accidentally released a picture that had the Mars rover, which is supposedly on Mars, that had a shadow of a human being, what looked like either a backpack or an oxygen tank on the back of the person standing there working on the Mars rover. So, is there life on Mars? Is there a big scam going on that that Mars rover never left the Earth and they actually got caught up in their own web of deceit? I guess only time will tell. But either way, what it does show is that in this world there is so much going on. So much information. We are overwhelmed with information. There are supposed terrorists in every nation. There are rights and freedoms being taken away in every nation. There is a constant struggle between we, the people of the world. This world has approximately 7 billion people, 7 billion lives on there with 7 billion stories, 7 billion individuals out there who, for whatever reason, do whatever it is they do on a daily basis. Now, trying to get all these individuals together at the table is probably the most epic task that any of us have ever set out to accomplish in our lifetime. But as you can hear, that whether it be a natural disaster or a man-made disaster or, you know, whatever, it is definitely an exciting world and exciting times that we live in here today. And so with that said, that if we feel that this world is going down a path that we don't agree with, the only outlet that we have is all these different networks and one another to keep the sanity that we, you know, want to hold on to so dear. We all love our freedom. We all want to be part of something special, something profound. We all want to do good and leave behind a legacy for our children and our children's children, a better world than what we've had to contend with ourselves. You know, Barry put something in there. It says, keep us in total state of confusion. And that is so right. That is so right. There's just continuous bombardment of information. You know, every day you turn on the news, there's a shooting or, you know, a terrorist or, supposedly a beheading or whatever. There's just so much going on. And for us to be able to weed through all this and sort out, you know, and give the cat a bath, so to speak, it's an overwhelming task. And I've seen this over and over again, that YouTubers will get out there with a message and they will try to put their message out. They will or will not get heard depending on how many people views or how controversial the information is. It's a continuous information war, you know. I was borrowing the phrase from old Alex Jones there. But either way, regardless of what you think of Alex Jones or any of the other people out there, it's a matter of some people are out there scaring everybody so that they can get money. Some people are out there scaring everybody for the sheer excitement of it or whatever. You know, doomsday scenario, selling generators and food and bomb shelters and everything like that. And for the average human out there listening in and trying to take in all of this, I think back to a video I did a long time ago, and there was a picture of a little baby monkey in there, and he's looking with a little confused look on his face, and, you know, I'd saying something like, can't we all just get along or something like that. But, you know, it's just, it doesn't matter to me what your spiritual background is outside of the fact that is, I hope it's the right one. I love everyone out there, and I hope that the other people love everyone as well. And, you know, whatever your personal spiritual journey is, I respect that, and I want to be part of making this world a better place. So, you know, arguing over whether there is or isn't a God, or whether there is or isn't a one-world government, or whether there is or isn't a doomsday planet coming towards smashing us, is not accomplishing anything in this world. What accomplishes things in this world is each and every one of you individuals out there talking to your neighbors and discussing what's going on and being proactive in your communities and actually doing something as opposed to nothing. You know, it's one heck of a chore. If you care about this world, if you care about the people of this world, it's one heck of a chore. I've had the pleasure of talking to a whole lot of individuals from all different nations of the world, and I've heard it all. I've been cursed out. You know, when I very first started this show today, the very first right out of the gate, right in the Knights of the Round Table, I got booed. You know, hey, that's okay. You know, I just said, you know, just hold on for a second. Maybe you should hold your judgment for a few, and you know, to open up a dialogue. But you know, that's the way it is. Not everybody believes in Christianity. Not everybody believes in God. Not everybody, you know, believes in any subject out there. It's up to each and every one of us to discern our own spiritual journey. Mine is based on Christianity. My version of Christianity, what I believe true Christianity is, not anything that has to do with crusades or going around burning witches or killing this and that. You know, my book said, "Thou shalt not kill," and I took that literally. You know, they didn't say no ifs, ands, or buts, or in subsection A, article B, or whatever. It just said, "Thou shalt not kill." And to me, that was words of wisdom, because I'm not wanting to kill anybody. I'm not wanting to be killed. And so I put all these videos out here to play them on the Knights of the Round Table to open up a dialogue. I mean, it's just so much, a huge can of worms in all different directions. I mean, whatever subject that you're interested in, it's probably touched on in there. It probably made you mad at one point, probably made you happy at other points. Might even got a little bit of laughter or a little bit of anger out of the whole deal. It's a wide range of emotions whenever you're dealing with alternative media or even mainstream media. You always see continuously either hearing about death, destruction, and maybe once in a while they'll throw in a little, you know, "I saved the kitten from the tree" kind of episode. But my major concern of all the media out there and all the alternative media out there is battle weary. You know, I get battle weary myself. Sometimes I just want to stop. Sometimes I just want to shut the computer off, shut the TV off. Sometimes I just don't want to do the Knights of the Round Table. Sometimes I come in here, I'm depressed, I'm sad, I'm upset, and I'm trying to figure out a reason why I should continue to do this radio show. Even with my mad science show, you know, sometimes I feel the same way about that. I feel like, you know, what's the point? With all this stuff going on in the world, what is the point of it all? Why should I continue to get up early in the morning? I'm 49 years old, I'm tired, I'm ill. I try to do what I can do to try to speak some words of wisdom out into the world and say something that will hopefully benefit everyone else out there from whatever nation, from whatever race, from whatever religion, color, background, political views, or whatever, to hopefully say something out of my own mouth that will, you know, send a ripple out there of common sense to the world. I see what's going on in the world. And it worries me, because I know that if things are this bad at my point, at this juncture where I'm at, then how will they be when my children are growing up? So, on the Knights of the Round Table, you have heard old King Shaziz the Terrible shed a tear or two. You've heard me cry. You've heard me laugh. You've heard me get angry. You've heard me frustrated. And I've heard the same from each and every one of you out there. I've notice that in all these different networks out there, I'm not talking to just a, you know, some stranger across the globe. I'm talking to real people with real hearts, real concerns, and real hopes and dreams, and they want pretty much what I want. They want a better world. And so, you know, somebody in the Awake chat room typed in, it's part of being human to fight for what you know. And that's profound. That's really seriously profound. If you sit down and you actually listen to the words coming out of people's mouths in the chat room, here they are in the midst of all the chaos that we call this world, that we call life, and out of that chaos, you'll see every once in a while, you'll see somebody come out there and they'll put a phrase in the chat room and hope that it will resonate throughout the deal, because they see what I see, you know? they see that, hey, you know, I go all the way back to TNS Radio and Vin from TNS Radio, and I hope that they still are on the path that where they were trying to make the world a better place, or even their own nation, or even their own communities, or whatever. But I visualized Vin standing there in the midst of a total mob chaos scene, and being standing back and looking at the whole deal and trying to speak some words of wisdom and common sense to what was going on. You know, hey, everybody calm down, everybody breathe. You know, there is a solution to this. And he's not the only one. I have seen this from many people. Barry put in there, we are fighting for the future of our children. Another profound statement. Another word of wisdom coming from another good-hearted individual somewhere across the globe, you know. I may never, ever get the pleasure of shaking Barry's hand in person. I may never get to see him face-to-face because we live so far away, and financially it may just not happen. But I know him from the shows, and I know him from here on Skype and the chat rooms and stuff, and I know that he is a person just like me, just trying to wade through all the madness and chaos and once again throw some words of wisdom and common sense out there for everybody to hear. Now, I think that whether you believe in God or whether you don't believe in God, we can all set back and we can agree that we are tearing up our planet. We are polluting our planet, you know, more on a fishbowl type of level as far as I'm concerned, but it's still a concern. You know, there are things going on that are very, very destructive to nature. There's waste going on epic proportions. There's wars, there's rumors of wars, there's plagues, there's famine, there's pestilence. You know, we got some knuckleheads out there trying to poison you with this or poison you with that or poison your mind or just send you down the smut road to whatever. You know, you can't sit down and watch TV without somebody throwing up a sign of Satan in one direction or... yeah, Barry, you're more than welcome to join me if you like. Just call me up and join in. Matter of fact, Barry, if you'd like to host the call, bring whoever you want. I just ask, with all due respect, that anybody who comes live onto the Knights of the Roundtable be really respectful of the language issue, because, you know, we have little children out there listening. We have people of different faiths listening, and we want to try to, while we're putting our point across, even though we are passionate about what we say, to try to do it in a respectful manner. And that's what keeps the viewers, that's what keeps people coming back, is respect. That knowing that even though they think differently than we do, we can respect them and not curse them out and so on and so forth. So, yeah, if you want to do that, Barry, call up whoever wants to join in the Knights of the Round Table and bring them all on board, because that's what it's all about. This isn't my platform. This is everyone's platform. And this is what I want for this network, and I hope then I believe that that's what other networks want as well. So, you know, like I said, I consider myself a Christian, and I've explained in previous podcasts where my beliefs come from. Okay, we got a call here. How you doing there, Barry? Can you hear me?
Yeah, good morning, Jimmy.
There you go. I hear you good.
Yeah, good sound. No, well, of course, you're touching talking and stuff that really touches me, so I'm going
to you're more than welcome. I think Dublin wants to be added to the call. Can you get him in here?
You started the call, I think, Shazoo, so you need to start driving, and I can't drive.
All right, well, I'll see if I can do that and talk at the same time. Just tell me what's on your mind while I try to beam Dublin.
The latest reports on Fukushima, what's going on in Russia, is just absolutely blowing me away, Shazoo. The last couple of days here, I've been really studying closely what's going on with Fukushima. I've been getting my hands on all kinds of new reports. And to say that it's gone from bad to worse would be an understatement. And I'll tell you, my friend, we are looking, I believe, at an extinction-level event on this planet. If the human race doesn't wake up to this, everything else we're talking about here will become very, very small in comparison to what we're going to see happen in the ocean. It is absolutely blowing a massive die-off in the Pacific Ocean, that the tidal currents will carry this around the planet in less than 2 years. It's already carried around the planet. We're seeing the effects. So what is it going to take for the human race to wake up with it? I just don't understand. I'm baffled. I really am. I know that the media blackout in Japan is so intense that if you speak of this in Japan now, you can literally go to jail. So that alone should open up a real Pandora box of questions in our minds as to exactly what's being blacked out and how far this is going and how bad it is. They're not letting us know. The mainstream media is not exposing this to it. They're not telling about it. Who's exposing it? The West Coast natives now are doing testing, and they're getting knocked off their chairs. University will start to study it here on the West Coast, and they're getting knocked off their chairs. I mean, for God's sakes, folks, let's wake up to this. This is something that the whole planet has to address. And quickly, she says, 4 years now, it's been dumped in the ocean, and it is getting worse, my friend. They don't have the answers right now. We need answers to that, she says. That would be my prayer for today.
Well,
we got to stop this thing.
I believe that we have the answers. I believe that if we can get the right people in front of the right people and actually have people paying attention to what's going on, we can solve these issues. Could you possibly try to get Dublin in here? Because I can't seem to get him in here for some reason.
Well, I can try. Hang on.
All right. Well. And so with that said, you know, I believe there are solutions to even the Fukushima deal out there but we need to get on it. We can't just sit idly by and wait as all this stuff unfolds. You know, like I said, they all call us conspiracy tinfoil hat wearing nutcases and so on and so forth. But it ceases to be a conspiracy when birds start dropping from the sky. It ceases to be a conspiracy when whales and dolphins are beaching themselves and fish are dying off on masses and so on and so forth. You know, we really got to seriously step back and take a look at all the issues of this world. It's overwhelming. It is literally overwhelming, but I still believe that there is a potential to turn it all around. Question is, are we racing the clock? You know, I'm not.
Yeah, that'd be the question I have too. Fukushima now has been going on for 4 years, and like I said, buddy, the reports I'm reading, and the last couple of days have really kind of shot me back into watching it a little bit closer, and. I don't know I believe the technology is there to eliminate nuclear waste, but the fact is that it's polluted the bottom of the ocean now that it's there, that it's affecting the organisms in the bottom of the ocean. Can we solve that problem? I don't know if the human race has that technology. I really don't.
I believe that we can, but...
I hope we can, buddy. I hope we can.
Once again, it's actually going to take ears, you know? It's actually going to take hands on the job. You know what I mean?
I think that the human race won't wake up to this shit until it's hitting them in the face, and that time I think is coming very, very soon, and hopefully it isn't past the point where we can do something about it. But yeah. I really feel that, you know, most people through this are still just walking around in a daze. I mean, so many people depend on mainstream media for their sources of information still in this world. We've got to get away from mainstream, we've got to get on the internet. You've got to study these reports. You've got to look at all aspects of society outside of mainstream. When you start doing that, you really start to understand what's going on. Mainstream is such a powerful tool to this. And they aren't talking about this at all. It should be on the front page of every newspaper. It should be headlines of every radio show. Every mainstream media outlet right now on the planet should be talking about this and rallying the planet against it. Yet we see a complete blackout. It really begs to open a lot of questions in your mind, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. From discussing in Japan, not discussing the Fukushima.
You get a
newspaper. No, it's banned. It's against the law.
Yeah, you go to jail.
Well, Facebook is new spread, they switch you off. So you can't use Facebook anymore because it's not. It's their decision as to what is fake news. And of course, their decision is not going to be in our favor. So, I gave up my Facebook a few months back because it was taking up too much of my time. And
with nonsense, you know, looking at photographs of people at parties and all sorts of stuff. I just having enough hours in the day.
All right, well, two things I want to touch on real quick as well. There's two separate comments in the chat room that I would like to point out. One, because it's the shortest one to read, is Anonymous put in there about the Truth Summit 2015. Really needs to be addressed. We need to really seriously have Truth Summits, if not just on this network, but on every network, and continuously broadcast or rebroadcast you know, what we're seeing, and voice our concerns to the world, and hopefully open up a whole bunch of ears. Also, Scottish Sovereigns on the Land posted in the Awake chat room and said, everything is divisionary and is designed as such in order to separate the thinking of the groups, people. Dogs generally don't take two cats because they think they are different. In the same way, non-Christians don't share beliefs with Christians, Muslim, etc. The people that pull the strings divide us by allowing us to divide ourselves, captivation of our of attention. And once again, more profound words of wisdom coming from all the way across the world. You know, they keep us continuously divided. And when I say they, you know, the question is to a lot of people, who are they? You know, well, you know, the Illuminati, the government, the bankers of the world. They are the people out there in this world that fail to listen to the urgency of somebody's concerns, such as Fukushima, such as the BP oil spill whenever they were pouring Corexit down in the ocean, such as trying to pass off via mainstream media episodes like fish washing up on the shore. Oh, well, you know, this is natural. It happens all the time. Or birds falling out of the sky. This is natural all the time. Or those tic-tac-toe marks that you see up there in the air. That's just what we call condensation. And, you know, even when pilots come out and say, you know, I've been a pilot for so many years, and this isn't normal condensation. Normal condensation, the ice crystals and all that kind of stuff go away and dissipate after a while. But even when all the evidence points towards somebody spraying something in the air, and all the different conspiracies of why they're doing what it is they're doing, and all the sicknesses, birds disappearing, bees disappearing, all the wildlife of the world disappearing on an alarming scale. Even when the mainstream media starts to point out, oh, well, yeah, we do a little bit of geoengineering. There's companies out there to try to make it rain for you if you need to grow something. All of this stuff should be on everybody's mind. Everybody should be talking about all this stuff because, folks, when the bees die, the flowers are right behind them. The fruits won't be pollinated if the bees are gone. When the fish die, the food chain starts to fall down. The larger fish that eat the smaller fish, so on and so forth, all the way up to the whales. When all the wildlife and the food chain dies off, eventually it will get to the top of the food chain. And I, for one, am not accountable, so I'm not going to eat my brothers and sisters around the world just to survive. I'll just have to die of starvation or eat tree bark or whatever's left over. But, you know, it's not funny. It's serious. What's going on in this world is truly serious. What's going on mentally to the people of this world is serious. You know, physically, mentally, emotionally, people are being attacked in all different directions. Nature is being scorched. You know, you talk about, they mentioned in one of the war episodes that we all had to contend with, they had a phrase called scorched earth technique, where you go in and you just burn down everything, and that way, you know, your enemy can't even survive. They can't even plant or whatever. You just destroyed that environment. Well, even in the fuel industry, fracking, you know, one of the stories in the Jericho Report by Mackay Electric was all this thousands of gallons of waste fracking water that was accidentally spilled off into, you know, a stream or something. It goes on and on and on. These folks up there that are making the billions of dollars, they don't care. They just don't care. These companies that go over to places like Mexico or whatever, that they bring their factories in there because they don't have EPA regulations, they don't care. They don't have to live there. They can make a whole lot of products for very little money, and they can turn around and sell those products to you, the individual out there, and they can live high on the hog while some off the backs of the sufferings of somebody else. It's not just in Mexico. It's in China, many other nations, even in your nations, in America, it's in Canada, it's in Australia, it's all over. The people at the top who are standing on your backs, I keep likening to this, folks. We, the people, are the base of that pyramid, that all-seeing evil eye that we keep hollering about. We're holding it up every time we pay any company without doing our research before we pay that company for whatever product that they're selling. We support that system of the beast that's eating us alive.
Exactly.
This is a serious matter that you do have power against. You know, one person by itself obviously can't go out and fix the world, but one person by itself can tell two or three more people about what's going on, and so on and so forth. And we're not.
I want to share a victory real quick with you guys, okay?
Go ahead.
Up in the north coast of British Columbia here, the big corporations already had it in their pocketbook that the LNG plant, the LNG was going to go ahead, the liquefied natural gas plant. They already set up their camp for 500 guys. Spent thousands and hundreds of thousands of dollars to get ready to build this thing. The citizens of Kitimat said, no, the project has been shut down. One small victory. The citizens of Kitimat looked at the future implications of this project on their children, and they said, no. What we have to do, folks, is we have to look at the source of what is destroying this planet, and that be, of course, corporatism. Any steps that we can take in our lives to buck corporatism, to stand against corporatism, even in a very, very small way, will magnify itself into large proportion. I do that my own life now. I know other people start to think the same way, that these corporations, like you said, they don't give a flying rat buck about you or your future or your children. They come in, they rape, they pillage, they take the money, and the leftovers are for us to put up with. And that has happened, like you said, all over this planet. I just wanted to share that victory with you guys today, that the Kitimat citizens,
you know,
they stood up and said, no, enough.
Well, brother, any victory, any news is good news, and what you just said, I think, pretty well summed up what Scottish Sovereigns on the Land posted in the Awake chat room. It said, global non-compliance, not protesting, not demonstrating, just stay indoors, tend to the garden, do odd jobs you have been needing to do, stay away from work, superstores, gas stations, just stay at home, no police needed, no arrest, no beatings or death, no court, no fines, boom, message sent globally to protest display master-slave scenario, master versus slave scenario. You know, that, once again, more words of wisdom. And, you know, I would love to see somebody go out there and start gathering up, like in these chat rooms, these words of wisdom and put them together in a large post or even a book for that matter. And when you hear somebody talking about how bad the world is, hand them a copy of that book. Hand them the words of wisdom that are coming out of the mouths of so many different individuals. And, you know, there's so much to be said. You know, the BP oil spill, you know, Mr. Stonely in the chat room's talking about the ocean is made up of many drops of water. You know, there's a message in there. There is a message in everyone's heart that needs to resonate across this world. If you really seriously care about this world, if you really seriously care about the future of your children, then now's not the time to stay silent. Now's the time to, when you hear mainstream media flat out lying to you, propagandizing you, or not reporting stuff, you know, stop watching them. Start reporting yourself. Put it on YouTube. Put it on Facebook. Keep the information at such a rate, send email, send letters, send phone calls, keep the information flooded in their direction. I sent a letter to Fox News, and I'm just going to paraphrase what I said to him. I said, nobody trusts you. Nobody believes what you're saying. We know the truth, and we're waiting around for you to speak the truth. And if you don't speak the truth, then you have no viewers. I said, if you want your viewers back in this world, what you're going to have to do is start telling the truth. Because we already know. We know our world's in a mess. And we know there are ways that we can fix this world. But it ain't going to get done as long as you keep covering the backs of all the crooked politicians in this world. They continuously lie to our faces. They continuously tell us who's going to get elected. Like Hillary Clinton, for Pete's sake. I don't know anybody who'd vote for Hillary Clinton. I've talked to hundreds of people. None of them would vote for Hillary Clinton. But they come on there with these polls and they say, well, Hillary's looking good over there in the polls. And I'm like, really? Are you serious? Or they'll say phrases like, well, most Americans think, and I'm like, okay, well, I'd like to hear from most of these Americans who supposedly think, you know? Because I don't think that. I wouldn't vote for any of them knuckleheads, and I'm sick and tired of all the whole lack of choice out there. It's either the Bushes or the Clintons or so on and so forth, you know? Do I have a grudge against any of them? No, I don't got a grudge. I'm not a hateful type of man. But I'm just saying that I wouldn't vote for any of them because their track record stinks. Am I wrong?
I would say it stinks. It would be an understatement, shouldn't it?
Yeah. Well, that's been it as clearly as I can.
Show me one thing Obama has done in his presidency to protect or defend the Constitution of the United States of America. Show me one thing, guys.
Well, here's a simple example. Obama won the Nobel Peace Prize, and then he drone-struck the heck out of everybody. Come on, people. Seriously?
Yeah, those children don't matter, though. Those children are over there, the thousands of children that get murdered for the sake of the dollar. That doesn't matter.
They
come
do.
On.
They do
but
matter.
I know. I'm being facetious and very, very...
Yeah, I understand.
It just drives me nuts that people don't realize that there is thousands of children dying for the sake of the dollar. For this war machine that has no morals, no soul. They don't care. It's all about the dollar. And that never gets put on CNN. You know, we all love our children. You don't think these people over there just hate the American people? They don't hate the American people. They hate the American government. But we are associated with the American government, of course.
Yeah.
It's just such a travesty, Shazam.
Well, they know
I think every day about these children. What about these kids?
They know that in America, there's 320 million Americans, all right? Out of those 320 million Americans, there's a really small percentage of people who are actually in the government and so on and so forth. And they wish the American people would literally stand up for what they believe in and push that corruption to the side.
I think the whole world's waiting for that right now, should
is. Yeah, and, you know, it's got to come time. And once again, this is not something we're saying, you know, we have to have a violent revolution or anything like that. It's not about all that. But those children on the other side of the planet, they do matter. The children on my side of the planet, they do matter. And if we are not the ones to stand up for them, if we are not the ones to voice our concerns when these things are going on, if the mainstream media is not going to talk about it, then we talk about it. And that's what we do in the alternative media. But if you're going to protest anybody at all, whatsoever, there should be millions of people standing outside of Fox News. There should be millions of people standing outside of MSNBC, BBC, and all the network affiliates of the world. Because if you had millions of people standing outside the news media, not the government, not the police, not in front of any building that would give them justification to call in the riot squad and pepper spray and beat the heck out of and shoot people. I'm talking about right straight in front of the cameras, and you tell them straight out of your mouth to them, look, we're sick of your lies. We're sick of you not telling about what's going on in Fukushima. We're sick of you not talking about the true damage done by the BP oil spill. We're sick of all this propaganda about all the different things going on. All this stuff that you keep perpetuating by telling people out there who are not educated enough and believe every single thing that they see on TV. Because that is where the real danger lies, is in the uneducated voter, the uneducated individual out there spreading these lies as truth. We know truth when we see fish floating up on the shore. You know what I'm saying?
There was an interesting thing where Fox was brought into court, and they said, yes, if Fox wants to report absolute untruths, that's a civil right, First Amendment. Yeah, I mean, I agree, it is a civil right, because if they want to report that the UFOs are green little aliens or whatever their particular weird and wonderful story is, you're entitled to it. But I don't know if I'd bother wasting my time standing outside Fox, because apparently when you look at the audiences of CNN, it's collapsed. They really off all cable networks. They went from the 90s with the first Gulf War to being up there to apparently nobody watches them anymore. I don't think they got 250,000 people in America watch CNN.
Yeah, you're
right. Fox News is collapsing.
Maybe you're right.
I don't even think they're worth standing outside of.
Interesting.
Maybe you're right, but if every time you turned on the news, you've seen a crowd of people that had a sign in their hand that says, "We don't believe you," you know, I'm just saying.
Just imagine if for 24 hours, all the mainstream media outlets in the United States of America actually told the truth, what would happen in America in 24 hours? If they have told the American people, if they had 10 or 12 documentaries, say we started with 9/11 Architects for Truth, and then we followed with some mainstream, some absolutely undeniable facts about vaccines, and some undeniable facts about chemtrails, and some undeniable facts about GMOs, the fact that they're now being banned in Germany outright, that they've been banned in Russia, that Poland has banned GMOs. All of this stuff should be mainstream news. It's in America. How come these countries are banning it, right? Well, it's all happening, guys.
So I applaud
the German people for what they've done, and I applaud the Russian government for what they've done.
So essentially what you're saying, that is, if they were to come out and tell the truth, that they're afraid to tell the truth out of the response that would actually occur, you know. You see, we got our backs against the wall. So what I'm trying to say is, before all hope is lost, before everyone gives up and says this is too large for us to handle, understand this, that until this whole entire thing comes down, until doomsday, you can still garden in your yard, you can still help your neighbors out, you can still clean up your local community, and you can continue to do that as long as you physically can. And hopefully that will resonate down the line. And when people ask you why you're doing what you're doing, is, and you just could simply say something like, you know, hey, if you look back at the track record of all of our supposed representatives, all these people that we put into office, and you see all the death and destruction and lies and propaganda and corruption that is going on in this world, then you can understand why we're doing it, what it is that we're doing. You see what I'm saying?
Like I said earlier, I honestly, with every bit of my heart, believe we're fighting right now for the future of our children, for the future of life on this planet. And I mean, 5 years ago, I wouldn't be able to make a statement like that, but what I see unfolding right now just boggles my mind. So like you said earlier, Jazen, they keep us in a constant state of distraction, of so much information coming at us that it's really hard to read through it all and define what is truth and what is not.
Here's another thing that I need to get in here, because when I first started today's Knights of the Round Table, I told everybody it was going to be really controversial, and you know it has. It's been a really hot deal. But one of the things that I want to point out to is, I'm a Christian, and I'm not going to be ashamed of being a Christian. All right, and I don't force my beliefs on anybody. But for other individuals out there in the world to say that everything stems back to religion, you know, because I believe in God, I'm trying to add people into the call while I talk. But I don't want all this stuff going on in the world, all right? this doesn't represent me or my Christianity. All this stuff that you see out there, everybody wants to blame it on religion. I'm not religious. I don't subscribe to any religion. I say that I'm a Christian because I follow the beliefs of a man in the book. I liked what he said. It's as simple as that. The Ten Commandments, the basic golden rules of life. That's why I consider myself to be a Christian. You understand what I'm saying?
Amen.
And so
I share your belief. You know, I'm a Christian also.
Yeah.
And I don't pump my beliefs on anybody, but I do ask people to sit back and really have a look at all events happening in this world. And we're learning the brain. I mean, I look at how evil, and how you define evil, whether you define it as an entity, whether you define it as a being, whether you define it as the devil in your own world. What we're seeing right now unfold on this planet is a manifestation of evil. That's what I call it, because I can't put another word on it. Like I've never seen before in my life. The absolute attack on our morals, on society. We see society just absolutely sliding down the tubes. And you know what I know, should this, that a society that is going in our direction will fall apart, as in the past, and it will again.
Yeah, the
society cannot continue going the way we are, my friend.
The past.
And, that's all I got to deal with
that. The path that we are on is heading for sure destruction. Don't blame it on my Christianity or my faith or the Muslim or the atheist or anything like that. Blame it on the fact that society has become so liberal that all these things that you would normally not hear on TV, you're hearing on TV. All the lies and propaganda and hate and discontent, you know, blacks against white, whites against blacks, so on down the line, you know, Muslim get. Look, it's easy to go out and point at everybody. Oh, it's the Christians' fault because they did this and did that. Well, there's a difference between my version of Christianity and Catholicism, so you can't add me to that pile there, and I won't allow you to do so. You know, whether you believe in God or whether you don't believe in God, the fact is we are all here on the same boat. And when this boat, which we call our Earth, is flying through space or however you figure it's out there, when it sinks, when all the fish die off in the sea, when all the birds die, when all the bees die, when the food chain starts to collapse completely, it's the atheist that's going to die. It's the Christian. It's the Buddhist. It's the Muslim. It's the Hindu. It's every black, every white, every Chinese, every red man, every yellow man, whatever race, religion, color that you've got. And one thing that stands true in all this stuff right here, and this is the reason why I wanted to do what it is that I'm doing here, is that I hit on a lot of controversial subjects. I played some videos of a whole lot of doom and gloom. I played some stuff that, you know, in some circles it would be considered fear-mongering. But we need a massive, and I mean a massive wake-up call as humanity, because as long as we have people fighting against people, we're going to have wars, we're going to have craziness. As long as we have people hating each other because of their color, we're going to have the same thing. I don't force nobody to believe what I believe. And I don't expect anybody to force me to believe what I believe. This isn't about what your beliefs are. This is about what the true facts are. When birds start dropping from the sky, it ceases to become a conspiracy theory. When fish start washing up on shore, when people keep dumping toxic waste down water aquifers and so on and so forth, when you start seeing sinkholes pop up in all nations from all different earthquakes, floods, plagues, famine, pestilence, it ought to be a wake-up call. Regardless of whether it's man-made, a divine intervention, or whatever, it ought to be a wake-up call for everybody to step back, take a breath, look at the big picture, and say, what in the heck is going on? You see where I'm coming from? I'm not out to offend anybody. All I'm saying is, I see the urgency, you see the urgency, everyone out there has seen an urgency, or they wouldn't be talking on Awake Radio, or Scotty Sarbrum's On the Land, or Shaziz Radio, or any of these other affiliated networks. They wouldn't be out there on YouTube saying what they're saying if they weren't concerned. And now all they want is the same thing that everyone wants, is to be heard enough to the point where people get to be proactive and start doing something, enacting the solutions that we know we have. I say we got free energy. I say we've always had free energy. I say that we can make, if you want clean energy, it's doable. We have every piece of the puzzle. There's other people out there who will talk to you about things like hemp and mushroom that are natural healing qualities to them. There are so many subjects in all different directions of places and things that we can do in order to benefit humanity, to heal the sick, to stop the wars, all the craziness that goes on in this world. And I'm trying to get it all out. You're trying to get it all out. We're all trying to get it all out before this entire system just completely implodes. And it's overwhelming, you know?
It's like, what do you do today? Well, I say to that, a small thing in your life every day can make a big change in the world. It really can. We talked earlier, Shavuos, about corporatism and how corporations are actually controlling this planet. If everybody sat back and really understood that these corporations that offer us these great prices when we go to Walmart, when we go to Tim Hortons, Network Coffee, where we have to support these corporations are the people that are destroying this planet, we can really fight back against that, man. What we talked in for a few minutes about the mushroom nurses, as you know, and anybody else that knows that I've gotten involved in the Chaga mushroom. There, to me, this is a tool. It's a brand new shiny tool in my toolbox. And what this tool is going to allow society to do is make far less trips to the doctor's office. There's going to be one less prescription that's going to be filled at the pharmacist counter. Maybe that sounds like a small thing, but I'll tell you folks, myself, I've gone on to kind of got into a journey of discovery here with natural healing in the last 2 years of my life that have made incredible changes in me and people around me. And it is such a simple thing, yet it can be such a big impact in our society. I see that everybody that looks into herbs, looks into stuff like comfort, stinging nettle, or all our dandelions that have incredible antioxidants, start looking at berries, start looking at rose hips. The concentration of vitamin C and D that is available to you through naturals in our world will offset everything. We'll give your body a chance to fight against all these pollutants that are invading us every day from all aspects of our world. And our immune systems are getting weaker. Our disease rates are going right through the roof. You know, America now is the sickest nation in the world. So here, in the 1960s, we were the healthiest nation in the world. I mean, all we need to take to understand that there's been a monumental change.
With your words of wisdom and the research that you've just talked about right there are just like that. Those are just
the tip of the iceberg.
Tip, yeah.
That's the tip of the iceberg, Jesus.
People, you have to understand. The pharmaceutical companies, they don't care about your health. They want to mask the symptoms and not do the cure. You know, it's not profitable to make you healthy. The same thing with the oil companies. The oil companies don't want you to have free energy because it's not profitable to their business. When it becomes profitable for them to go into whatever other business having to do with energy consumption, then that's when they'll say, oh, well, we got a brilliant idea. Well, we've been shouting that idea for years and you shot it down. Either way, whether it be the oil industry, whether it be the health industry, whether it be the government, these folks, their track record stinks. It has absolutely nothing to do with benefiting you. There is a video out there that I just got through watching, and it's ironic because it's a black and white video, and I can't remember the name. I'll have to look back through my history and put it out there. But it's such a lays out the whole communist plan and how patient they are to slowly infiltrate all governments, to slowly, continuously keep everybody fighting amongst each other because they truly believe that they have a better plan than you, the individual. They are so enlightened that they know who you should pray to. They know who you should work for. They know what foods you should eat, what foods you should not eat. These guys are the self-proclaimed elitist of the world, the self-proclaimed enlightened ones of the world. And whether, you know, you want to believe in lizard people or aliens or whatever, they're going to feed you whatever you want to eat until they get their agenda down. They're going to continuously keep you pitted against one another, religion against religion, color against color, political against political, the red-blue team, the Democrats versus the Republicans. When in all reality, if you stand there and you look what's going on in front of your face, if you look up into the sky for Pete's sake and you notice, like I'm 49 years old, I've never seen the skies do what I've seen them do since they've been doing all whatever they're doing. There is information out there that will point towards the truth. And until each and every individual out there gets that truth and knows it to be truth and then shares it with the world, then we're going to continue down this road, and they're loving every minute of it. You think they don't like it when we protest? They love it when we protest. They love it when we get out there. It makes news, and people want to see what's going on out there. They like it when they hear about, hey, there's a shooting over there. Oh, really, you know? They're going to steal your guns. They're going to steal Granny's Social Security. They're doing this. They're doing that. You know, the other side is doing this. The other side. And then they turn around after all was said and done, after they just got through on the news talking about how bad each other was, they go to the bar and have a drink together. You see what I'm saying? There are 7 billion people on this planet.
I got a little bit of good news to bring to the table, considering we are in the Truth Summit 2015.
Yeah, let's hear it.
I found a really talented individual, Thor News. Thor from Thor News, he makes videos. He's a screenplay writer. And he managed to get Suspicious Observers, Dutch Synth, BP Earth Watch and Dabu 7 to team up and work together with him on a project.
Great. I'm looking forward to hearing how that comes out. Like I said before, we got a platform here. If they're willing to use this platform, we can broadcast and rebroadcast and get it out to as many ears as possible. And so, you know, I seen somebody try to add me a contact on there with Thor, so I think I accepted it. I'll have to check later, but either way, that's good news, because now you have a few channels out there on YouTube like Dabu 7 and Dutch Sense out there that they've been shouting to all four points of the compass for years, and they have lots of listenership, subscribers or whatever. And so when you start to hear large channels like that on YouTube and other communities such as our network and other networks coming together to the table, we are literally making a difference. You understand what I'm saying? Every little...
That's right. We have to organize the same way our enemy is organized.
Yeah, exactly.
We're fighting a very organized enemy, and we have to understand that, and we have to be just as organized or better organized than they are.
Yeah.
The part of it is, I say to all alternative mediums out there, wherever you are, put down any divisions that you have had with other alternative mediums and come together now, because there has been this is probably the most important time, I think, in human history for us to put down a division, to us all come together and become a united voice. I know there's divisions within inside of alternative media. We have to break down those divisions, because those divisions are put in front of us to keep us away from what we need to do. You know, divisions in our society have all been put in place over incremental amounts of time in history to bring us to where we are right now. I honestly believe that they have planned and implemented these divisions in our society, so society will not be able to respond the way it should at this particular point in history.
Well, right
so,
now...
If I say anything, let's all get together. Let's put aside all our differences. Let's start really talking to each other. If we can simulcast other shows on other networks, let's grab it and do it. Like I said, Stone, this group that's come together, I will offer you another media outlet that will broadcast your shows, the ones that I'm involved in. We'd love to grab up stuff like this, because we are all pointing at the same direction. Whether we have difference in religious beliefs or what we see as our reality of the world is different, that should not be an influencing factor right now. We all have to look each other in the mirror.
It's even more important that we don't agree. I've always
said that the day we all agree is the day we could all be wrong.
Well, maybe to some extent there, Stone, but the thing is, we have to agree on this. We have to agree that our world is in trouble. Right now, humanity is literally hanging over the edge of the abyss by a rubber band, all right? Every once in a while, we get to, when the rubber band stretches down a little bit, we're almost in the abyss, and then we come up there with a little bit of wisdom, but eventually that rubber band's going to give, and when it does, guess what? Atheist sinks, the Christian sinks, the Buddhist sinks, the Muslim sinks. We're literally either living in World War III or whatever, all worst case scenarios. Katie barred the door, every man for himself, and I don't want my children living in that mess. So what we got going on here is very important. I would ask, beg, plead, respect, whatever word that you can think of. If you like what you hear in this podcast, please rebroadcast it. Do whatever you can to let people hear just the words of wisdom's coming out of the mouths of just the people right here. The words of wisdom's coming in on the chat room right there. All of this stuff matters. Every single little individual out there matters. And I'm take you back one last time to on the Knights of the Round Table podcast page. There is a little picture of a little squirrel inside of a tiny shiny suit of armor. And it says on there, even the smallest knight can make a difference. I don't want nobody jumping off no bridge. I don't want nobody cutting their throat, their wrist, swallowing pills. I don't want to lose anybody out there. I don't want to lose anybody's children to any more drone strikes. I don't want to lose any more people's children to bad vaccines, poison water, poison skies, all of this stuff that we see on a continuous basis. Ladies and gentlemen of the world, I submit to you, once again, it ceases to be a conspiracy theory when the birds begin to drop out of the sky. If you've got thousands and thousands of fish washing up on your seashore, if you've got jellyfish turning to mush, if you're seeing toxic radioactive material being pumped into the water day after day, while on the other side of the planet there's fracking, dirty fracking water being pumped down the creek, and you're seeing the bees disappear, you're seeing the people in Walmart with dark rings under their eyes, and everybody looks sick, everybody looks disturbed, society is deteriorating to the rate of which now any profanity is all right, everything is acceptable, and eventually your child will be standing there when all of this filth comes into play. And if that's what you want for your child, by God, in my mind, you are not a mother or a father of any kind of character whatsoever, because I don't want my grandchildren to roll up into a world full of smut and trash and disease and toxic materials. We can stop this, but it is not going to be easy. This thing didn't get this bad overnight, and it's not going to be repaired overnight. But if we shut up now, if I shut my radio station off, and Gary over there shuts his off, and Steve shuts his off, and Stone Lee doesn't speak out, and Dublin don't speak out, and all the different people that you've heard on the Knights of the Round Table, if we shut our mouths right now and just stand by, it's a matter of buckle up your seatbelt, brace for impact, because we're going over, and it's all of us going to be there together. And so while we're crashing down into the abyss, you, the atheist, can sit over there and tell me how stupid I, the Christian, are, and I'm going to be sitting there, you know, praying to my God that when we land at the bottom of this abyss, that there is something on the other side that I've been praying to all this time, and then it's just not that's that, and I'm gone. You see what I'm saying? This is a big deal, and if we can get the Truth Summit together, and those name brand guys over there on YouTube with the little guys on YouTube and all the different networks, we can get together, we can come sit down at the table. There is a whole lot of power in the spoken word. There is a whole lot of power in 7 billion people on this planet open their mouth at the same time. That rumble will shake the earth to its very core, and those elites out there will run like rats in a cave to their little
reminds me of Dr. Seuss, Horton Hears a Who.
Yeah.
It just takes one more person to save the world.
That's right.
And
here's one last thing, and I'll let you have it there. One last thing. when the time comes and the whole world goes into chaos, I submit to you, all the people of this world, when the elite rush into their bunkers, their underground protection units that they've paid for with your tax money, I say that we, the working man and woman, get the wheelbarrows out, the dump trucks out, and the concrete out, and we barricade them in permanently for the rest of eternity. We lock them up.
I think that would be a little bit too good for them to live with. Okay.
Hey, they got food. They got supplies.
Yeah, they can have their little parties until the time runs out for them. But you know what? I think the earth is going to shake it so hard here in the next couple of years that it's not going to matter where you are, whether you're inside a mountain or whether you're on top of it. Man, I think the earth is about to shake this real hard. But that's because I do study geological events and the increase in earthquakes, and I see all these things happening. And it's all, you know, Jesus, not dwelling too much on Revelation, but it is. All this stuff is prophesied in the Bible.
Amen, brother.
I'm not going to sit and get into that. What I'm going to say to people is that you don't have to be a rocket scientist to see all these things happening around us. If you just pay attention and take a little time and get away from the TV, number one, turn off your TV in your house, guys. I did that months ago, and since I've done that, wow, what a difference. We start with that and really start paying attention to what's going on. We have to look ourselves in the mirror, folks. We have to realize that, you know, we need to be judged by the legacy we're leaving for our children. And right now, I kind of sit back here at sometimes and I look, try and visualize 10 years in the future from right now, going on the path that we're going. And I go, wow, you know, my children and my children's children are the ones that are really going to pay the price. I'm 60 years old now. I've lived a good part of my life. And a good part of my life, I've been brainwashed and totally unaware of what was going on around us. But now that I am, I can't think of anything important in our lives right now to open our hearts and share knowledge with our fellow human beings, because we do need a mass awakening. We need to put down the divisions. We need to touch each other's hearts and say, hey, look, guys, this is something that we can't ignore. We have to address these issues. We have no choice. If we don't address them, I don't think the next generation is going to have the opportunity. We have the technology. We have the numbers. We need the will to address these issues, and that is what actually.
I agree.
It's pretty much a life and death situation here.
It's beyond that. Stone is, you know, I'm not a pure wandering type of guy, but you know what? I spent the last 5 years of my life going down these rabbit holes and looking at what these people are doing and taking all the pieces of the puzzle and putting them together. And what, you know, I'm seeing right now is it all comes together to a point in human history. However you want to define that point in your life, we are coming to a point in human history. What's going on right now on our planet cannot continue the way it is. Something is going to give. What that is, that's for each and every one of us to determine in our own lives, however you see that. But what I see, Shiziz, is what you see. I see a sitting on the pinnacle right now. I see so many implicating factors, our economics, our environment, collapse of our biosphere, the infiltration of glyphosate all through our society, our soil is completely contaminated, our food is devoid of nutrients, our society is becoming sicker and sicker and sicker. Every report that they're saying by 2022, 50% of children born in North America will be autistic. Well, for God's sakes, folks, what does it take?
Yep.
50%, that means your neighbor's friend. And two doors down, his kid is going to be a basket case for the rest of his life. A burden on you that I wouldn't want on anybody, but that's what's coming. And if we don't stop it, it ain't going to get better.
That's right. Whether you're a believer or a non-believer, the path that we are on is sheer destruction. And I'm holding in my hand my book of faith, all right? You can say whatever you want about it, but I know that in this book right now, I see a lot of things in the book of Revelation that you talked about earlier that are literally coming to pass. Regardless of whether you're a believer or not, a non-believer, just sit down and read that book and see if it looks anything like what you're seeing out there in the world, all right? Like I said, I'm not trying to force my beliefs on anybody, but when it all comes down to it, after it's all said and done, according to my faith, I think I'm going to be all right. And if I'm not all right, then, you know, it wasn't never meant to be, and, you know, whatever. But right now, as humanity, as a human speaking to other humans out there in this world, I see a definite need. I see definite need in every different direction, whether it be in the health or anything. You know, people starving in this world, it breaks me to my very soul, you know, because And when I see a commercial on TV with a tear in a baby's eye, I feel that baby's pain. And I don't want to feel that baby's pain. I want to feel that baby's happiness. I want to see that baby with food and shelter and everything. And we have the power to give those babies food and shelter. We have the power to stop the bombs. We have the power to stop the corruption and all the stuff. 7 billion people. Listen to me, folks. No matter what your racial background or spiritual beliefs, there are 7 billion people on this planet being run off into the abyss by a small minority of wealthy individuals that don't care about what you have to say. They don't care about your family.
And there's lots of people out there that feel like they're too small or have nothing to contribute, or this is just, they're just, you know, just finding out about them, and they don't really have a role. Everybody's got a role to play. We all have different roles, and it's going to take everybody working together, performing different tasks and different functions within this. So don't ever think that you don't have something to contribute.
Hey, Stone, it's as simple as this. If you walk past a homeless man there and you have a few extra dollars in your pocket, and you look at that homeless man, and instead of thinking about that person, you think about, well, if I give this person some money, they're just going to go buy drugs or booze. Give them the money. Who cares whether they buy drugs or booze? Maybe that's their only comfort for that brief point in time. Anything you can do to comfort any living individual out there, if you see a man on the side of the road who has a flat tire and you have a bumper jack, stop and help him put the tire up. If the man kills you, I'm sorry. But if you walk past and you see that person in need, if you walk past and you don't even make the attempt to even make eye contact for fear that they might harm you, there may be the day when you are that person on the side of the road, when you are that person holding the sign.
We are a brother's keeper, and we are a measure of how we treat the least among us.
Yep. And
you know, she's one of the simplest things you can do to people, smile on them every day.
Amen.
You know, I tell you guys, I smile, and I smile at everybody now, and sure, some people are going to go, well, why are you smiling at me? You might get a negative, but you know what? Most people, wow, smile, and they give you a smile back.
Yep.
And all of a sudden, there's an opportunity to share a few thoughts with your friends. And
every time somebody asks me how I'm doing, like, because that's the first question out of somebody's mouth when you see them, how are you? I always say super. Always super, and it does change people.
Yeah, because all the negativity, like I said, today's show was very, very controversial. There's a whole lot of, I touched on a whole lot of stuff. I mean, I hit people in the eye from every direction. I say it's a wake-up call. I say if you listen to the people out there, Just do a little experiment. Go out there on YouTube onto a Christian video and watch the war between the atheists and the Christians. The filth, the foul mouth, the disrespect that people give to one another. I don't believe the way you believe and you're stupid or whatever, so on and so forth. And then go over to a Republican versus Democrat. Go over to any of the conspiracy videos and listen to the way that people talk to each other. Words are power. With your words coming out of your mouth, you can either lift somebody up to the highest steps of heaven, or you can drop them down to the lowest depths of hell, just with the
Missy,
words coming out of your mouth.
Missy always tells me, you get more flies with honey than you do with vinegar.
Amen, brother, and this planet needs a lot of honey, alright?
And the tongue, you know, the sword, the tongue is always mightier than the sword.
That's right.
Your words are new, and you know, guys, I try and start conversations with people and just open up conversations and show them that you really actually care about them as a person.
Well, and that's why we're pretty gifted to have Thor News joining the team and helping us, because he has a gift that way.
Well, you tell them, if they ain't listening in, you tell them that I will make links on the website to get people there. I'll do whatever I can. We'll do joint shows together, the 2015 Truth Summit, and spread the word out there. When you come over to the Truth Summit, you don't have to cuss somebody out because you don't believe in what they're saying, you know? And if we turn it into a shouting match, we just let the elite win. We just let them keep us divided.
Exactly.
We gotta sit down like the Knights of the Round Table. We gotta sit down and we got to agree to disagree in a respectful manner while at the same time pushing out positive solutions, ideas that will give people some sort of light at the end of the tunnel. Because as it stands right now, I don't think anybody on this panel right now can disagree that on the path that we are heading as humanity, we are leading to sure destruction. And it may not be that far away. From what we see going on out there, our oceans being polluted, our streams being polluted, our wars that are going on, we got armies amassing over there in Russia, we got armies in the Ukraine, we got armies in all different directions, we got armies against the citizens, we got citizens against the armies, we got wars, rumors of war, plagues, famine, pestilence, corruption, we got it all. If you want to come to the buffet table of destruction, am I wrong?
Sure. You're so right now. We need to put that into context there, because a lot of people will really sit back and put it in context. You know what I mean?
Just look at
what's going on with the weather around the world today. It's right out of control.
Yep.
But people first don't look at it in context.
And it kind of streams down, trickles down to just even this social breakdown. Both parents having to work nowadays, the kids not being raised properly. There's a lot of issues that fall into play.
Oh yeah, when a little kid instead of coming up and saying yes sir or yes ma'am says, gives you the finger and says you know, bleep off old man, you know,
yeah,
you got problems.
Something's wrong in our society.
But it's, listen guys and gals out there, listen, everybody who is hearing my voice right now, alright, my book says no man knows the time or day that he'd come like a thief in the night. And that means to me like the same thing as it would mean to you even as a non-believer. When destruction shows up, it's going to hit us with a vengeance. When nature takes over, nature is going to shake us off like a bad set of fleas, no matter which point of view you look at it. If we keep on the path that we are on right now, we are like heading, we're hanging over the edge of the abyss right now as humanity. You know, we have so much potential, so many ideas, so much talent. I mean, if you can sing like an angel, now's the time to stand up and sing like an angel. If you have any skills, any talents out there, even love or something as simple as a smile, like Stone said, you pass that smile on, you pay it forward, you do whatever you can, because right now, we are not dead yet. The fat lady has not sung. And I'm not trying to crack on heavyweight people. It's a phase. But it's not over. And until it's over,
I think she hasn't sung, but she is in the stadium.
Yeah, she's gearing up. She's got the microphone warmed up, guys and gals. Listen, until it happens, we need to start moving towards heading, climbing up that cliff, away from that abyss, as far away from that abyss as we possibly can. We have the power, we have the technology, we have the talent to do what needs to be done to steer this world off in a different direction. And
speaking of slim and beautiful, we could really use Roseanne Barr on our team.
Oh yeah, she's either way, listen, guys. All right, one last thing, if I can get my mind back after the Roseanne Barr thing. All right, you know, no man knows the time or day. And, you know, whether or not it is or it isn't, the fact of the matter is we got the opportunity right now. We have the internet to talk to one another. They want to shut that down. They want to shut down everything that is to send us, you know, to get us independent of the system. If we take and do what we can do, I liken this to something that goes on, and that no man knows the time of the day that he'd come like a thief in the night. When you leave your children at home as a father or a mother, and you tell your children, these are my rules, these are the things that I expect, and when I come home, I expect this house to be in order. All right, whether you're a believer or non-believer, as a father or mother, when you come home, if your children are jumping on the couch and swinging from the chandeliers and there's trash everywhere and the house is on fire, you're going to be enraged. But if you come home and your children have the house in order, Then you could smile on your children. You could be pleased. I feel, and even though the book says differently, I feel that if there is a God out there, and he comes like a thief in the night and shows up, and our house is in order, that he also could be pleased. Now, that's grasping for straws, folks, because if you look out there, we got our work cut out for us. But it can be done. It can be done. We have the resources. We have the potential. We have the knowledge. We have every piece of the puzzle to start cleaning up our neighborhoods, to start cleaning up our souls, our mouths, or whatever. Does anybody disagree with that?
Well, absolutely. I mean, just the fact that if we stop spending on weapons, what we do, we could feed the world. You know, if the 4,000 peer-reviewed studies done on the planet Earth every day were directed to correcting these problems, we would see monumental change. We have the power. It's just whether the human race can rise. That is my hope, that we can all rise together here.
Well, I would say
whether you're black or white, or whether you're Muslim, whatever your religion is, it doesn't matter. We're all fighting for a common goal.
We're fighting for our survival. I would say that right now, we got a madman steering the bus off the cliff. There should be 7 billion feet on that brake pedal. There should be 7 billion hands on the shoulder of that man to escort him to the back of the bus. And if we don't, the alternative is what you've heard on the mainstream and alternative media. Everything's doom. Doom and gloom. Planet X is going to blast us. Jump into your bunker. Buy up your survival gear while you can. Get yours and empty out your bank and so on and so forth. And society collapses, we know it. And then the elite come out the other side smelling like a rose. Because guess what, folks? When your dollar bill, your ruble, or your euro crashes, these guys already own gold. They already own mansions. They already own digital currency. They already own everything. To when they come out the other side, they're just as wealthy or even more wealthy than they were to start with. They have played you like a banjo in all different directions.
And they're seeing the dollar right now, dude.
Yep.
And to coin a phrase by Dr. Suzuki, some people don't like Dr. Suzuki, but to coin a phrase by him, he said one time, it's like we're all in a car and we're headed for a brick wall. We're speeding towards a brick wall. And the people in the front seat are going, what is that up in front of us? What is that? And the people in the back seat are going, I don't know, man, it kind of looks like a brick wall. What do you think? And the people in the trunk are going, stop them!
Yeah, we're the people in the trunk. We need to get out of the trunk. We need to move our way towards the back seat and escort the driver out of the front seat and steer this thing off in a different direction because, oh man, you know.
All we got to do is convince the guy that's driving to put his foot on the brake.
I'm like, I'm not a doomsdayer either. I'm not a fear monger. I'm a guy who believes in peace and love, and I believe that in the dream, you know. And I believe that if we seriously are alert, if we seriously are awake, and we have our Truth Summit 2015, and we make it the biggest Truth Summit in the history of Truth Summits, and we do it respectful with one another, that we can put enough information out there and enough ears to start steering those politicians via email or whatever. I'm not talking about, you don't go into a place like Ferguson, Missouri and burn down your own community for Pete's sake. Now you're out of job. Plus you done made a mess of the place. It ain't going to do you no good to get out there and throw fake blood on cops or fist fight with people or burn and tear things down. You need to use the ultimate sword, which is the power of your words and the power of your action, to go out there and lead by example.
Exactly. Maybe they all work for Serpro.
I'm going to plug the day as it is. I am going to quickly plug what the National Liberty Alliance is doing. I don't know if you've been following John Durash and the common law grand juries that have been set up in every state of the union. And the latest news against the government, the courts are being bombarded with documents from people in every 52 states. You guys should go have a look at the National Liberty Alliance and see what they're doing. They're really shaking up the judicial system. That is a major, major issue in our society, of course. and they are making moves against it. So keep a look at it, guys.
Get me
so
some links.
I applaud them for what he's doing.
Get me some links, and I will help support them in any way possible. Anybody out there that you have links to pertinent information, such as what we're talking about, anybody out there trying to make a difference in this world, you get me links. I will help support them as much as humanly possible. I will pace the planet with whatever links to whatever is beneficial to humanity. That's what it's all about.
NationalLibertyAlliance.org, guys. Go have a look at their website, look at their videos, look at what they're doing, and get behind this, because it is really something we can use against the judicial system. We can't keep them with violence. Listen, the only thing I'll add here, Shazam, is what we see in our society is a government that's pushing us towards violence. They're pushing us towards violence because, of course, they have all these executive orders in place that they're going to implement when martial law is declared. The last thing we want to do is play into their hands. People have to be aware that we are being steered in the direction by these people, and we have to do it. We have to buck against that. What they're doing with the National Liberty Alliance is they are challenging everything by the law and the letter of the Constitution. I would say to every American citizen to go get yourself a copy of the Constitution and carry it in your pocket and read it every day. And every time you're confronted now with a violation of your Constitution, confront the people that are doing it. People are doing this now in society. She says, there's guys that are driving around. I had a link last night. I'm going to talk about this for a minute, but he's driving around with no driver's license and no plate, inviting the cops to pull him over. The cops pull him over, they recognize the guy, they will not give him a ticket because he goes into court and makes the judge look like an idiot. What I'm saying, folks, is knowledge is power. The Constitution is being tread on. If you have a copy of that Constitution in your pocket and you understand exactly what it means, you can confront all these evil enemies that are pushing against you right in the face. If every American citizen did that, boy, monumental changes will come.
And Santos Bonanci and Dean Clifford are a couple of guys that...
I love Dean. I've talked to Dean quite a bit. He's the one that directed me towards the Canadian Charter of Rights and Freedom that I'm studying now.
I want to say something else really important. I put in the chat room, and it seems to have clustered them all up, all those links to those videos out there that I played on the show earlier. I want people to listen to what I'm fixing to say right here. If you're listening to anybody out there, you need to be listening to everybody out there. You need to be listening to the little guy, the big guy, the middle guy, and instead of opening your mouth and speaking out your opinions, your views, just listen to what they're saying. Every single individual out there that you hear, be a listener and listen to what people are saying. Especially little guy. Yes, especially little guy. All right, everyone out there, you listen to people on Facebook, you listen to people on YouTube, and you listen to the people of the world, and you will figure out something. You have something in common. These people out there are speaking out. They are grasping for straws. They are shouting to all four points of the compass. They are angry. They are sad. They are depressed. They're upset. They're whacking. They are just totally overwhelmed by what is going on in this world. Now you need to grab a hold of them, brothers and sisters, and tell them, breathe, my friend. We got this. We, the people, got this.
One thing I don't like to do is plug for money or anything, but a lot of this needs support.
Yeah, support. Just support your local researchers in every doggone direction you can. You know, I don't put donation deals up on the deal, but I ask that if you have an opportunity to support your local YouTuber by watching his videos and getting that good out there, if it's good information that you think is pertinent to saving this world, then you support everybody. You support the alternative energy researcher, the alternative medicine. You support the alternative law studies. You support everything that you can. And if it's something as simple, like Stone said, is just a smile, every positive pebble in the pond is going to send those ripples. We need to be throwing positive pebble after positive pebble. And if you got the strength out there, brother or sister, you throw a positive boulder in there. We need a tsunami. Whew, that's a whole lot said, guys.
some of the stuff you come up with, I go, wow, where'd that come from? But, you know, it's how I describe the world of medical marijuana. You know, I mean, the weed is getting so big right now that it eventually is going to drown every political, corrupt political official that's standing in the way. So that's one of the things that I kind of use a lot because it's what's happening right now in the world of medical. I mean, when I get reports this week, she lives on a couple of peer-reviewed studies done in Germany, direct injection of the cannabinoids, TBLs and TBDs into a cancer cell dying in 30 minutes. I mean, people just really have to wake up to this. We really did. Chemotherapy, got to be a thing of the past.
Yeah,
I wasn't into that subject today, but one of the things that I really buck against is the medical profession now, and I kind of highlight that to people.
Yeah, me too.
It really does. That is a small, ground root thing that everybody can do, simply implementing changes in your diet so your body feels healthier. Look at what you can do naturally to support your body and your immune system.
Yeah, and take something else out.
Yeah, you should do simple things.
I've tried hard not to spread myself too thin, so I pick a target. And
Your health is the most important thing. Because your brain starts to think better once your body starts to detoxify and you become healthy. You start to
forget for a while. All right, guys,
we're getting down to the wire, so...
And then you pick a new target. So now I am kind of interested in big pharma. You got to pick some targets.
Target of the week.
Some enemies that are defeatable. And I think we have succeeded against Monsanto. I think they're pretty much going down the tube.
All right, guys. We're getting down to the wire. We got like 4 minutes left to go here before our outro. But before all that's said and done, I want to point out that, you know, we, the little people of the world, aren't so little when you consider the numbers, 7 billion of us on this planet, you know, minus the elites. But we've been beat up. We got black eyes. We got broken legs. We got arms missing. We teeth missing. We have been beat up. We've been beat up and beat up and enslaved for so long. It is time for voices of reason and common sense to come to the table. We have power, and there has been a few testimonies on this show already about things that were stopped because of the voices of the individuals that spoke out. We have the power. We are not helpless. The fight is not over. Doomsday hasn't got here yet. It's on the way. We can stop this. We really can. And, you know, if the book is the way to play out, we're in for some really tough times. And I pray for each and every one of you to be able to come through that out the other side with your family intact, with your soul intact, or your sanity or whatever. I pray for peace for each and every individual out there on this planet. I have enough love in my heart to share with 7 billion people, and I hope that you have the same for your fellow brothers and sisters around this world. If you believe in what we're talking about here on the Knights of the Round Table, if you believe of the urgency of what we're doing, I'm asking you one favor. I never ask for any money. I never ask for anything under this sun outside of the fact is if you believe in this message, you make sure that somebody else hears this particular show. You pass the links on to people you believe in. You pass the links on to positive solutions out there in this world. You do what it takes in order to ensure that we at least put a stepping stone down for the future of humanity that will benefit our children and your children from all nations and all backgrounds. So with that said, I'm going to let Stone Lee and the rest of you guys hurry up and say a quick peace. I just want to say peace and love to everybody. You've been listening to the Knights of the Roundtable. You got anything last, Stone?
Be your brother's keeper.
Amen. What about you, Barry?
And, well, you know, sure, no matter what rabbit hole you go down, anything we've talked about today, whatever rabbit hole you go down, you'll come into a journey of discovery, and you'll find out that what we're talking about is true, that corruption is deep, evil is deep, and we need to address it. And I just pray every day that everybody just kind of opens their hearts and really has a good look at what comes in the future of the planet and stand up against it, guys. We have the power.
Amen, brother. And for all you folks out there in the chat room, Scottish Sovereigns on the Land, you know, hey, some really profound comments in the chat room. I'm thankful, and I just, it warms my heart to see that all of us come together from all different nations. Go out there and support Scottish Sovereign on the Land. Go out there and support Awake Radio. If you like Shaziz Radio, support them. On my network, I'll put links to, if you look down underneath the chat room in the super chat, you'll see that there's links to other radio stations. I don't care what radio network you listen to. I don't care. I'm not here to get famous. I'm not here to get rich. I'm here to do the same thing that all these other individuals are hoping to accomplish as well, and that's to get people awake enough to where we start cleaning up our neighborhoods and we start cleaning up our countries before it ends up into World War III or worse. We have the potential to save those starving children of the world. We have the potential to stop the bombs. We have the potential to stop it all, and it's going to be up to us, each and every one of us, to do something about it. You've been listening to the Knights of the Round Table. Please send this message on to the world. Please join us at the Truth Summit 2015. If you got friends out there on YouTube, and you can pass this information on Facebook or Twitter or whatever, it's our future for the moment. It's the children's future that is at stake. Peace and love, everybody.
Man. Ma'am, sorry. What knight lives in that castle over there?
I'm 37.
What?
I'm 37. I'm not old.
Well, I can't just call you ma'am.
You could say Dennis.
I didn't know you were called Dennis.
Well, you didn't bother to find out, did you?
I did say sorry about the old woman, but from behind you looked...
What I object to is you automatically treat me like an inferior.
Well, I am king.
Oh, king, eh? Very nice.
And how'd you get that, eh?
By exploiting the workers. By hanging on to outdated imperialist dogma which perpetuates the economic and social differences in our society. If there's ever going to be any progress...
Dennis, there's some lovely filth down here! Oh, how'd you do?
How'd you do, good lady? I'm Arthur, King of the Britons. Whose castle is that?
King of the who?
The Britons.
Who are the Britons?
Well, we all are. We are all Britons. And I am your king.
I didn't know we had a king. I thought we were an autonomous collective.
You're fooling yourself. We're living in a dictatorship. A self-perpetuating autocracy in which the working classes...
Oh, there you go, bringing class into it again.
That's what it's all about. If only people would...
Please, please, good people. I am in haste. Who lives in that castle?
No one lives there.
Then who is your lord?
We don't have a lord.
What?
I told you. We're an anarcho-syndicalist commune. We take it in turns to act as a sort of executive officer for the week.
Yes.
But all the decisions of that officer have to be ratified at a special bi-weekly meeting.
Yes, I see.
By a simple majority in the case of purely internal affairs.
Be quiet.
But by a two-thirds majority in the case of...
Be quiet. I order you to be quiet.
Order? Who does he think he is?
I'm your king.
Well, I didn't vote for you.
You don't vote for kings.
Well, how'd you become king, then?
The Lady of the Lake. Her arm clad in the purest shimmering samite held aloft Excalibur from the bosom of the water, signifying by divine providence that I, Arthur, was to carry Excalibur. That is why I'm your king.
Listen, strange women lying in ponds distributing swords is no basis for a system of government. Supreme executive power derives from a mandate from the masses, not from some farcical aquatic ceremony.
Be quiet!
But you can't expect to wield supreme executive power just because some watery tart threw a sword at you.
Shut up!
I mean, if I went round saying I was an emperor just because some moistened bint had lobbed a scimitar at me, they'd put me away.
Shut up! Will you shut up?
Ah, now we see the violence inherent in the system.
Shut up!
Oh, come and see the violence inherent in the system! Help, help! I'm being repressed!
Bloody peasant!
Oh, what a giveaway. Did you hear that? Did you hear that, eh? That's what I'm on about. Do you see him repressing me? You saw it, didn't you?
Camelot. Camelot. Camelot.
It's only a model.
Shh. Knights, I bid you welcome to your new home. Let us ride to Camelot.
We're Knights of the Round Table. We dance whenever we're able. We do routines, record a scene, to put work in bed cable. We dine well here in Camelot. We eat ham and jam and spam a lot. We're Knights of the Round Table. Our shows are more mid-table. The many times we give and rhyme that are quite unsingable. We're off from mad in Camelot. We sing from the dire Camelot. We'll be right back.
have to push the Pramalot.
On second thoughts, let's not go to Camelot. It is a silly place.
Right.
Hee hee, hee hee, King Shazuz the Turbo. Always looking, Shazuz the Turbo, and the Knights of the Round Table.